What are we doing, me, Bill?
Really?
A broadcast from somebody's asshole.
Rocket, take it.
Oh, Rocket's the best.
That's right.
Give it to me.
Say my name, bitch. I'm not, like, ignoring the issues at hand. It's just, you know, I'm a fat idiot that needs to sleep.
I'm now holding your bat in my hands.
I'll just say that one more time.
I know how to handle horse.
When I bottomed out on alcohol, I had nothing.
Yeah.
I still got the same jeans, the old Navy jeans I had back then. I just found them. I'm like, yeah, I got another pair of pants. And he's walking around in $1,000 worth of clothes. We should mug him.
This is Bill Lunatic.
Hold each other's hands, suck each other's dicks. We're gonna get through this together.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Just fucking do the show.
It's lunaticradio.com.
What up? I forgot to put the microphones on. Hello, everybody. Lunaticradio.com show on the air. It is July 9th. 2007. Pew! What's the temperature? Temperature outside, a hot, steamy 97 degrees in New York.
It's a Triple H? Hot, hazy, humid?
Traffic on the BQE is backed up. Much like my asshole.
No.
Kick it in, baby. Kick it in.
Really?
Right now.
There we go.
Give it to me.
Hot.
Ooh, I like you.
Dance for me, Kieran. Dance.
Saucy.
Dance,
get
bitch.
Saucy.
Dance.
Get saucy. Hey, what up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rock in the studio. Joining us today, one of our crew, one of our favorites. His name is Patrick from CringeHumor.net, co-hosting the show today.
Boo. I mean, yay.
Please. Please, boo me.
I already mushed mouth. I think I had a stroke during that fucking intro.
Jesus Christ. Patrick has the Cringe Humor Show, as he does every month at Caroline's on Broadway, everybody. It's this Friday night.
Listen, it's not worth the plug. I'll talk over it.
Why?
Because.
It's funny goodness. What are you talking about? Why?
It's Caroline's on Broadway, man.
It's a bunch of no-names getting together and trying to make people laugh.
This Friday night, everybody, July 13th.
Careful!
Caroline's on Broadway. Gino Visconti, Harry Tarjanian.
Visconti, I'm hungry.
Kevin Downey Jr., is he related to Morton Downey Jr.?
Unfortunately, no. Otherwise, we might be able to draw people if you
want. Oh, wait! Kevin Downey Jr., isn't that the dude that goes, sip?
Yep.
That's his bit. I like him. I saw the governors.
Mike Vecchione?
Mike Vecchione.
Vecchione, okay. We'll get a
cool play.
Mike Vecchione and Big J Ogerson, everybody.
We added,
I love Big J.
We had a Joe DeRosa today.
Joe DeRosa is going to be
from,
on
from the Saturday Night Virus show with Bill Burr.
Mm-hmm.
And Gino Visconti can't make it. He's opening for Artie Lang on Friday. So instead of performing in front of 18 people on my show, he's going to be at the Borgata doing Rails of Cocoa for Hookers.
Oh, he's going to be an AC at the Borgata.
Yeah.
Oh,
with Artie. So I got Mark Ramirez's favorite comedian, Colin Kane, hosting. So that should be fun.
Hey, are you being sarcastic there?
No, I'm being perfectly serious.
I asked Cass Chris to get us Big J, and he failed. Didn't get us Big J for the show.
Oh, you want Big J? I'll make a phone call.
Thank you. See, Patrick will make things happen.
Big J Okerson, man. He's the headliner, and he's a good, funny cat, dude. He's a funny cat. He's an up-and-comer, right?
He is on the cusp of being a headliner in the New York City area, so.
Mm-hmm.
Catch him when you can get him for $17.
In the comedy biz, they call him up-and-comers. In the porno biz, they call him porn starlets.
No, they call him up-and-comers with a C. U-M instead of C-O-M.
Right. To reserve tickets, 212-757-4100. That's 212-757-4100.
Wow.
Caroline's on Broadway, July 13th, everybody. That's when Michael Myers goes out, right? Is it Michael Myers?
Mike,
or is it Freddy?
Friday the 13th, I don't know. Jason. Freddy Krueger, one of those faggots.
Jason, who's your favorite horror movie guy? Mine was Michael Myers, because he's just a fucking creep staring in windows.
Much like you.
Fucking masturbating.
You can relate.
You know who's redoing that? Fucking Rob Zombie. He's redoing the Halloween, right?
Yeah.
He better have a scene with Michael Myers fucking power jacking outside a window.
Now that would be funny.
That would be great.
He's got to be packing at least 11 just to really inflict fear on people.
Yeah, dude.
Big fat vein.
Scare and piss off guys all at the same time.
Yeah, man. Should be good.
Motherfucker's packing.
Lots to do on today's show, everybody. We got some porn stars calling in, right? Before the show, we had like a porn star bonanza, getting just porn stars thrown at us. We had, we were supposed to have Lee Wilde on the show tonight.
Leah Wilde, yeah.
But we can't find her.
Yeah.
Lee was in Florida last week, over the week, filming Bang Bros.
Sure.
a great internet website where you get to see chicks like banging offices and stuff.
Was it Monsters of Cock or Tug Jobs? Or
that's nice.
Tug Jobs is a good one.
Tug Jobs.
Did you see Tug Jobs?
Oh, the one with Eve Angelina were outdoors. That's my favorite.
I love the Isabella Soprano Tug Job scene. Yes.
Really?
It's very good. I love the tug jobs because it's the camera angle they use.
Right.
The guy, I guess whoever's the guy in the scene, he just holds the camera and points it down at his hammer, and the chick just jerks
away. Yeah, so it looks like she's jerking you off. Meanwhile, his cock is probably three times the size of yours.
Right, so if you got like a nice fat monitor at home, you can like chill back on your couch and just fucking picture yourself. That's her rubbing your hammer.
The kids call that point of view.
Point of view shots.
Thank POVs. You.
I love the cinematography in tug jobs. That's what I'm saying.
You got to try to time your cum shot with his so it was really simulated.
Yeah, and so who are we having on? What was I talking about?
Yeah, so Leah Wild bailed because she actually never gave any of us the phone number to contact her back. She left a message with Jenny, our booking agent extraordinaire, and she didn't leave a phone number for Jenny to call her back.
Well, she's 19, you know.
Magic.
Sometimes the 19, they don't really think, the 19-year-olds.
So we got... Kayla Page.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, our buddy over Capello Clothing, hooking us up last minute. He says, I'll not let you down, guys.
Kayla Page. Now, what was she in?
Porn.
Yeah, but what else? I mean, can you look her up on IMDb?
Well, I got her MySpace page.
Mm-hmm.
Is it MySpace page with an I in there?
It's Kayla Page X.
Uh-huh.
P-A-I-G-E.
She's going to be working an after party on June 22nd. Will that pass?
Big deal. What her IMDb. Look that up, dude.
All right.
Because that's when we can find out the wacky title.
Hey, guy, when the show begins, I got to prepare the show. Unlike you, where you can just sit back and relax.
This is Carmella Bing, the other girl that Mike from Capello was throwing at us. I love Carmella Bing. I wanted her, actually, tonight. She's got a huge bum bag. She's
tall.
A brunette. She's curvy.
Oh, my God.
I think her huge tits are real. I don't want to
No.
Let you know.
I love fake boobies, dude. I love the fake boobies. All you girls, go ahead and get fake boobies.
Okay, you want a list?
Yes.
I'll start with the most recent.
Go ahead. What has she been in?
Gagged and gift wrapped.
Kayla Page. Gagged and gift wrapped.
American Heroes.
American Heroes.
Debbie Does Dallas. .. Again.
Again.
Pussy Party 20, MILF's Naked and Nasty.
Is that one title or two?
That's all one.
All right.
Rosie's Revenge.
Rosie's Revenge.
Oh, please tell me that's a Rosie.
Here's an interesting one. Battling Ball Gagged Beauties. Because they battle.
Mm-hmm.
Like battle bots, but with ball gags.
Oh, here's a classic. Roped Gag Topless Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
All girl cocktail party. Get it, Patrick? Cocktail?
Cock hyphen tail?
Let me just guess. The word cum is in one of those titles.
Yeah, I don't see any so far.
Right.
Next one's a good one. Ass good as it gets. Do you understand? Do you get where they're going with that one?
As good as it gets.
See? Ooh. Funny play on words.
I like the way they play on words.
This one I want to see if anyone can find it for me. Daddy's Little Princess 2. Something says that's dirty, and I like it.
Mm.
No cocks allowed to. Gotta like those. And that's gotta be lesbian. 1-on-1-7, which is kind of confusing. Pussy Party 15, Unwrapped. Tight ropes and stiff nipples. Keir McCann special edition. Bond girls in trouble. Girls.
Mike from Capella Clothing checking in on the chat room. Christian Page will hook you up with Carmella Kieran. I talked to him tonight. He bangs her every time he sees her.
Wow, the NWA champion is banging a porn star.
Is that him?
Yeah, I think so. Unless there's a porn star named Christian Cage.
Christian Cage?
I doubt Mike knows anything about wrestling. I'm just a fat fan.
Maybe you can clarify.
Wait, what was the wrestling reference? I'm sorry, I'm looking at the titles.
Christian Cage will hook you up with Carmella Bing.
Oh, no, it's not that Christian Cage.
Oh, damn it. I thought it was one half of Edge and Christian.
Sorry. What was another one? There's one called Go Fuck Yourself. That's a cool title.
Yeah, that's a good one. How about Go Fuck Yourself would be the sequel?
How about it? And for Patrick, Good Girls Suck Toes.
Uh-huh. Download that.
Wait.
Go on LimeWire.
Make it happen.
Can I stand up and see what this chick looks like? Because we don't even
know
what
the MySpace
like.
Page is pretty good. MySpace.com/Kayla Page. You want to come over here, Kieran?
Yeah, I want to just... Let me just get up for 1 second and check her out.
I'll go to the...
I got
to
know what I'm talking to.
Yeah.
She looks like a cum rag.
Oh, I got to...
you got to log in.
Sign in.
We're getting off to a rip-roaring start on the lunaticradio.com show. Also on the program tonight will be Rob from Psycho Stick.
Nice!
And our buddy there, Race Car Johnny, who won the Speed Road Tour Challenge. He'll be calling in to give us an update on what's going on with Race Car Johnny. Has he began the job?
Oh, is he... I love fucking songs on MySpace profiles.
I hate it.
Looking up some hot chick at 3 in the morning and you hear...
Look at her My Photo. She's she's a go-getter. She
is she hot? All right,
yeah, come here. Look at her. She's a looker. She's got a nice, tight little body. There she is.
Oh, my Lord.
She's making out with other women.
Film at 11.
Click on that one with her ass right there. Yeah. Let me see that one.
Hey, now.
Oh, my Lord.
That's tight.
Tiny.
All right, we're going to look her up.
How many loads of cum you think she shot out of that thing?
Wow.
Little anal cream.
Little office chair there, too. Nice. Cute. She looks
is that a picture of a little girl on a fucking...
Yeah, that's always good. You got pictures of chicks, like, going, dyking out, and
what's
then...
What's the caption on that?
Ain't my angel, boo, with a little parentheses. Geez. That's good.
All right.
See these guys, like, leave...
Yeah, I just wrote a comment. Oh, my God, I want to fuck that.
Caleb Page.
Gotta appreciate parcels. I put little pictures of kids on there.
Yeah, that ruins the fantasy.
You know, here's her, here's like her real work. But she's got a tight little body, kids. Caleb Page X on your MySpace.
Caleb Page, everybody. All right, we're gonna have fun talking to her.
I think so.
About stuff. We gotta think of something to talk about.
We'll figure out something.
Just throw a porn star at us to get us motivated to do the show. That's
cocaine, black cock, period blood. There's three subjects.
That's it.
You know, and I was just talking to my friend today how, like, we're trying to get guests that we can relate to more and hang out and try to have more of an intellectual, deep conversation. And we called Kayla Page. We're like, I'll just figure out something with her.
You know what?
That's the whole purpose.
If we're such assholes on this show, because we always complain, like, hey, we got too many porn stars coming on. You know, you talk to one, you talk to them all. But we always come back to it.
When in doubt, get more.
You know, you put them off for a couple weeks, then you have, like, a craving to talk to one.
Absolutely. It's like White Castle.
Yeah, right?
It's like, you do it, it's like, oh, can't do this anymore.
A couple
weeks go by, it's like, ooh, like, that craving's back.
Yeah.
Gotta hit it up.
And then you talk to him, and then you're like, oh, I feel like shit.
Right.
But White Castle won't give you diarrhea
that's
at
right.
3 o'clock in the morning on, like, a porn star.
Right.
Oh, wait, I fucked that
up. Reverse it.
Forward.
There you go.
There you go. Splooge of failure.
Yummy.
Yeah, so we have the porn star on, we have Rob from Psycho Stick, and we have Race Car Johnny.
Yeah.
Patrick from Cringe Humor in studio.
That's right.
This is the last show in this studio, so we're going to break some stuff.
Yes, where we're going to Sirius studio.
Sirius Satellite Radio.
57th and 7th.
Starting next week.
Janitor closet.
Oh, shit, did I let the cat out of the bag?
We're going to Sirius Satellite Radio next week. Let's just do that as a bit.
Okay.
We'll just say.
Say we're doing it from Sirius next week.
I see how many people catch on to it and be like, oh my God, they're signed.
On Channel 101 right after Howard?
Right. you're actually filling in for Howard on Fridays.
Ooh-hoo.
You know, Howard's got to go out to the beach house.
Right. Someone's got to fill in.
Someone's got to do it. So we're going to Sirius Satellite Radio next week. This is the last show in this studio.
We're going from this studio to Sirius.
I think the ONA Army is going to want to listen because we're going to reveal some very shocking shit about the boys.
That's right.
ONA, we're just throwing everybody out. ONA Army.
Yeah.
How about Bubba the Love Sponge? Where's he involved in all this?
Yeah, we're taking over his slot, too.
Nice!
And the... yeah. And Scott Farrell, how can it be the man, you the man, you the man, shake it up. See, we can do that.
Yeah, we can do all that.
We can do that for 4 hours. I can get some Jameson, get all lit up.
We're going to fill in for Dawn and Drew as well. I'll be Drew, you be Dawn.
Kidding me, they're filling a huge gap in Wisconsin somewhere. Those fat bastards.
Oh my God, come on.
What? I didn't say anything.
No, of course
not. Are we going to see that manatee at the podcasting expo?
Probably.
I love that whale. I'm bringing fucking lettuce and throwing it at her. Along with
don't
the
feed the
bowl.
Animals, Karen. You can't feed the animals.
Why not? She's a
because
fucking...
Because they go nuts.
She's a nice exhibit.
They start throwing feces.
She's a manatee that drew. What is it? Which
no,
one
Dawn.
Is it? Oh.
Doesn't matter. It's the same thing.
I'd bang Drew before I bang Dawn, I'll tell you that.
Oh, because you like it.
No.
Oh.
Because Dawn's a manatee. I don't bang fucking
sea
animals.
Love too.
They're slow. They always get hit by speedboats.
Do they call it high calorie radio?
Was early, Patrick.
I know.
You're done. You go home early.
Yeah, I'll see you next week and the new studios.
Don and Drew, radio for fat chicks.
Hey, speaking about podcasts and all that shit, podcastawards.com, if you haven't done so yet, please vote for us. And please only, you can't do all the categories. They made a big stink about it over at their website.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you to everybody who's sending us emails and stuff saying, we voted. Some guy sent one in from Nebraska saying he loves us black motherfuckers.
Yes.
So, I'm down with the brothers.
That's or he's confused.
Assalamu alaikum. Alaikum salam. Whatever you got to do.
So, podcastawards.com. Comedy is our category that we're probably aiming for, which kind of sort of makes sense. And so please feel free to vote for us. Running out of days.
Yeah.
And best produce, yeah, because last week's show represented that.
Yeah, we did a great job last week. The audio problems last week was shitty.
But it's all right. What are you going to do? But podcastawards.com, go over there, vote for us, please. Only a few more days left. It ends July 15th. So if you're listening to this on July 16th, thanks for nothing.
Right.
Because then it'll be done.
Anyway. Exactly. Ooh. All right, everybody. So we got to do a show. What are we going to start off with?
Patrick's going to get naked and you're going to rub syrup all over.
Yes, we are.
I had homemade tacos, so my ass is cranky.
Oh,
so
boy, homemade tacos.
We haven't seen Patrick in a while. Patrick is a big fan of the wrestling.
Yeah, you know, I grew up watching ECW before. It was a terrible incarnation.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, Hulkamania, and then I came back when Austin... And
were you a Hulkamaniac?
Yes, I was. I was a fat, out-of-shape idiot. I remember crying when I saw Andre the Giant in person.
Did you have a Hulkamania fucking headband?
I had... I didn't have that, but I had the finger that said Hulk number one.
Oh, no.
And I had the little rubber LJN doll, and...
Yeah.
And, you know, I had the Hulkamania shirts that were ripped and all that shit.
Oh, did you have the fucking the WWF wrestling dolls in the ring back in the day?
Yeah.
The rubber dolls?
Yeah, the rubber dolls. And then they had the gay ones that came with the Ultimate Warrior figure and all that shit.
You remember the pillow ones? Shit. There was those pillow ones?
I had
Macho Man.
That's what I had. I had a Macho Man, and I sat on it naked, and his nose smelled like ass. So I had to get rid of him.
Oh, the toys.
Yeah, everyone bought the Hulk Hogan one, so Kmart, all they had was Macho Man.
Macho Man. 50%
off.
Yeah, man, I love that fucking... I used to have all the figures, the little rubber ones.
Oh, sure!
I used to have, like, Battle Royals and stuff.
I had for... This is how much of a loser I was. For about 2 years, I dedicated my life to collecting Mick Foley mint-on-card fucking figures.
Oh, my
that
God.
Are absolutely worthless.
Funny side story. My father went to get a knee surgery a couple months ago. He went to the doctor. Guess who was in the waiting room?
Who?
Mick Foley.
Speaker.
Yeah.
Wow,
all bruised up and battered.
Was he getting his steroids?
Or? I don't know. He was getting a ton of stuff, my father was saying. He looked all fucked up.
Really? Yeah. I think he's the one wrestler that doesn't do steroids. He's probably on painkillers out of the ass, so.
Yeah. So, the Chris Benoit story. What is your take on that? Were you a fan of his?
I appreciated his work ethic, but, I don't blame him. We've all wanted to smother a retard. In our day, but you don't do it to your own child.
Yeah, you got a good point there.
You know? But, what a way to go out. You can't be any manlier than that than...
Oh, my God.
Killing
really?
Your wife and kid and then hanging yourself.
Unbelievable.
That's a legend right there.
Yeah, with 240 pounds of weight.
That's it.
And he strapped one of those, weight cable things around his neck and just released the weight. Ugh.
But now I'm hearing that the mother of the wife is saying that if the police responded quicker, that the wife and child might have survived. But that might just be like standard issue stuff that always happens right after the death. The parents always, oh, if you responded quicker, you know, they could have survived. Mm-hmm. But that's like the new angle that's going on.
Well, as I mentioned on last week's show, I heard a story about how he went to go see like a psychologist or a doctor or some sort of doctor. And he was in a waiting room, you know, signing autographs. He was a happy-go-lucky guy. And then not 4 or 5 hours later, he goes home and kills his wife, chills out for a while. I guess figures out that, you know what? I got to kill the kid, too.
Why?
So the next morning, he kills the kid.
He just probably saw that big, stupid, dumb head of his son walking towards him. He said, I fucking have it. he fucking injected him with normal juice or hope juice, and it still didn't work.
Yeah, after he kills the wife, he sat on the couch to watch some ESPN Sports Center, and he was eating watermelon, and something triggered in his head.
And he heard, from across the house. He's like, fuck.
Watermelon head upstairs.
I did this once. How hard could another one be?
I wonder if that kid, like, he got into, like, superhuman retard strength, like, right before Benoit attacked him. But it's Chris fucking Benoit. You could have the strongest retard in the world go up against Chris Benoit, and Benoit would still make him tap out.
I know, man. The guy was taking steroids. Like, he was popping steroids like it was fucking donuts.
Yeah.
No problem, man. He was buying, 10-month supplies of steroids every 4 weeks?
That's crazy amounts, that's awesome. Man.
He was going to die anyway, right?
He probably had a raisin for a penis.
Unbelievable.
Obviously, he had a defective penis.
He must have been, I would have loved to have seen that guy on, like, a daily basis. Like, just see what he's like. Is he all, like, flipped out? Because he's all hopped up on that shit. That's a ton of fucking roids.
Those guys lead weird lifestyles, man. It's like a rolling carnival act, man.
Damn, fuck.
So you were not upset that Chris Benoit died?
Everyone thought it was like a tragic death at first, like, oh, another fucking wrestler dead. And then when I found out, he did what he did, he's just a legend in my eyes now.
Isn't there a running line, Rocky? You were trying to look this up last week. There's like a fucking, just a list of fucking wrestlers that have died, from steroids and shit like that.
Yeah, like all sorts of like suicides and ODs and things like that. Yeah, there's like a whole ton of them.
Because roids, I know the business is hardcore and stuff like that, but roids can also fuck you up mentally. Yeah, you throw you into the depression and stuff like that.
Painkillers and all that shit.
You know, and WWE is trying to fucking put this shit on the back burner, not have anybody talk about it, but, when you got like a fucking train line of fucking wrestlers dying from roids or, just wacky ways of dying, suicides, depression.
It's great. Fucking let them kill each other. Who gives a shit about them, honestly? Oh, Eddie Guerrero died. Oh, he was a legend. Fuck him. He overdosed on coke, that spick.
He was a wrestler, dude.
Yeah.
A legend in what? Wrestling?
Yeah, he was, he won the championship. Yeah, like he's as big as Austin or The Rock are.
He was a legend in fake fighting.
Right.
Hey, you want a list of some of them?
Yeah, go ahead, Rock.
So let's see. Chris Benoit, suicide. Boogie Woogie Brown, unknown, but he died at 54. Nancy Dowse, woman from WCW, strangulation. Shane Biff Wellington Bow. Is that Biff Bagwell at one time, maybe?
Shane Bagwell?
Buff Bagwell?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Heart attack.
Hopefully.
Sandy Barr, heart attack.
All right, let's try to go through what could be, caused by roids. So those two, the last two you just mentioned.
Yeah. I'm just going to go to the ones that are... Well, Ernie Ladd died of the Big C. It doesn't count.
Well, that can happen from roids.
Bad News Brown, Alan Kovach, heart attack. Awesome, suicide. Mike Awesome committed suicide? I never knew that. Roids. Scott Bam Bam Bigelow, drug OD at 45.
All right, he was a fat bastard.
Oh, come on. He was big, though, man.
He had to be on something. You don't die of a fucking heart attack. Yeah. I mean, he was in shape for a guy that big.
Don Jardine, the original spoiler. He died of complications of heart attack and leukemia.
Ooh. Spoiler alert.
Oh, fucked up.
Dennis Tiger Conway Sr., massive stroke. Antonio Pena, Mexican promoter. Oh, someone's calling in already.
Antonio Pena?
I don't know who that is.
This could be Rob from Psycho Stick. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Rob.
Rob from Psycho Stick. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just walking around in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Ooh!
Wisconsin, huh?
Nice.
Yep.
You're playing the big gig with 9mm Solution on the 14th, this Friday, everybody, at Sean's South.
Nice.
In South Milwaukee.
That's correct.
That's right, everybody. Everybody go check out 9mm Solution and Psycho Stick. Hey, Rob, we're talking about wrestlers. Do you like the wrestling?
No, I don't.
You know why? Because he gets laid.
Yeah, right.
He's outperforming.
He's a rock star. He doesn't need to watch wrestling.
He's having threesomes with fat Wisconsin girls right now.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
Rocky, go ahead and finish your list there.
Let's see. Bob Orton Sr., heart attack. Crazy Luke Graham, heart failure. El Texicano, respiratory failure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's Eddie Guerrero, heart failure. I'm only in 2005. I mean, this is a fucking long ass
list. How many people are on that list? Like, just a ton of wrestlers who have died from at least, heart-related diseases.
The majority of heart attack and drug OD. Without a doubt, the majority of drug overdoses and heart attack here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the ages range, but most of them are heart attack and drug OD.
Yeah. Rob, man, fucking never be a wrestler. And never take steroids.
Oh, you sure about that, man? Because I've been thinking about it, stitching this stupid band crap for throwing a bunch of half-naked guys around and putting shit in my veins. You know what I mean?
That's a good career move.
Yeah.
I think it's going to step up.
Why do I feel like a Psycho Stick song could be like the intro music for a wrestler?
That should be a new wrestler, like an alcoholic, like old Drew's like drunk and stupor guy.
Yeah,
and they come out to the beer song.
He's wearing like a wacky hat.
The beer hat.
Yeah, his career. Yeah, whoever used that song as their intro, their career would go down in flames very quickly.
The greatest song ever to come out to.
Yeah. So, Rob, how's it going? How's the band doing? How's life on the road, it seems like?
Oh, man, things are looking good. I think we've been touring about a year now already, so, I mean, and our shows keep getting better and better, so that's a nice sign. At least they're not getting worse. So, yeah, it's going good. We're releasing our Christmas, or I should just say holiday EP, so I can be politically correct, I guess. I don't know. We're releasing our holiday EP in September. I don't have an exact date yet, but it's probably late September, early October.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys...
So that's going to be cool. What?
Have you guys gotten into the drugs? I want to know. Is everybody clean and sober in the band?
Yeah, we're clean and sober. We drink a lot sometimes, but that's about it.
Well, you're not doing angel dust or rails of coke off of hookers or anything?
Ooh, that's a good night.
Not that I know of. If you're really drunk, I don't know. I wake up sometimes not knowing where I am, so...
Yeah, that's gonna be a problem when you wake up in like Toledo, Ohio,
like a llama and some chocolate syrup
and your pants always a good time.
Casper,
you've been there too. Yeah, it's a good time.
So Rob in 9mm Solution, Psycho Stick and 9mm Solution are playing together. Everybody, those are two bands that I don't know. We kind of latched onto on this show, and it's kind of cool to see them playing together. They'll be playing this Saturday, July 14th, at Sean's South Bar in South Milwaukee, everybody. That's 1115 Milwaukee Avenue. Tickets are $5, and it should be a good time.
It should be a great show.
Have you met the guys from 9mm Solution yet?
I have not met them in person yet. I've talked to Hobbs a couple times, but that's about it.
You got to watch out for Hobbs because he loves to talk.
Yeah. If he pulls you aside, just run.
Yeah, he's like, dude, let me talk to you about the biz, and you'll be there for 4 days.
Yeah. He should just write a book. Just get it all out of the way. Yeah. Write a book. Put his mug on the front of the cover.
Yeah. Unlike yourself there, Rob, when we get Hobbs from 9mm Solution on the air, we just stop talking, and he'll just go on for hours.
Yeah, I met a bunch of band guys like that. You can just sit there and they have like a lot to say. So it's cool. Yeah. I understand.
That's an interesting thing. Who have you met in your travels? I mean, have you met any like people that you idolize, bands that you look up to, stuff like that?
Oh, well, we met, we're good friends with OTEP, actually.
Oh, wow, nice.
Really good friends with them. We're we're talking to them. We're trying to put, like, a tour together with them, but right now they're battling some stuff with their label and all that stuff, so they're really busy. So hopefully we'll get to do something with them. Actually, Evil Jay, the bassist, he's part of the reason why we're here today, because he took our CD to XM Radio way, like, about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's...
We owe that guy, like, a lot, but he's been really cool.
And I tell you what, man, XM48 Squiz is still playing.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Your album, we couldn't think of a title, has freaking legs.
Yeah.
It's been years.
Yeah, man, still.
And now they're playing...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and now they're playing, they're spinning a song, We're in a Band to Get Chicks or whatever, just spinning it like crazy. It's awesome.
Wow.
I mean, I'm still getting like tons of hits and posts on the YouTube video I put up from when they performed at Arlene's Grocery in Manhattan last November. Like literally every day some other kid's like posting on there and checking it out. I mean, we got like thousands of hits, man. So you guys are pretty big, so we're just going to have to latch on to you and we'll just call you like, you know, our saviors.
But they're a working band, Psycho Stick.
Hell yeah, man.
They're just, you know, pounding it out. Are you guys flying? Have you gotten to that point in your careers where you're flying to gigs?
Oh, no. Not
the
yet.
Psycho Jet.
I wish. We're working on that, though. Right now we're trying to find a way to get the air conditioning fixed in our van.
Nice.
That's the point. That's where we are in our career right now. Just so you get a kind of an idea of where we got nowhere to go but up. So
sure.
Yeah.
Here we go.
That's funny.
Life on the road. We saw Rob and the boys when they came to New York, and when they rolled up in their van, man, it just looked traveled.
Yeah.
It was just all covered in mud and you know, people writing stickers all over it.
It's the way to do it, though, man.
The van smelled... I didn't go in the van, but I'm sure it smelled like ass.
Yeah, how much rotten pussy have you guys banged out out there?
Well, the van doesn't stink, really. That bad.
Keeps like little air fresheners in
the van. Called the shagging wagon.
We have a couple of guys in our band that are pretty neurotic about that thing, so it stays pretty clean.
Wow.
I'm one of them, actually. I like a somewhat clean in here. Like, and Alex, he's hardcore neurotic about it. And he gets really pissed off when he finds dirty socks on the ground, so they're on the van floor. Yeah.
Who would have thought? Psycho stick clean freaks.
Never had a bang bus incident.
Do what? Say that again?
I said you never bang bust a girl, pick her up and drop her off 20 miles from where she was.
Oh, man. We have a rule. No sex in the van, dude.
Oh, Christ. Why not?
I know.
No getting
because
eaten.
Because it'll smell really, really bad. Really, really
That's
bad.
That's the best part of it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think anybody...
Yeah, but
go ahead.
I don't think, like, I don't want to get in the van and be like, oh, no, smell asshole. I don't want to smell that.
I don't think anybody wants to sit on Mike the Evil's load.
No.
No, that's definitely, you're asking for problems when you do that, like rashes and stuff, so.
Yeah, I have to go to the doctor. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
So where do you bang a groupie out, then?
Say that again? I'm sorry?
When you get a groupie, where do you bang her out? Like, in a hotel room or backstage or what?
Oh, well, that usually happens. Well, after shows, we, like, talk to people. Like, hey, you know a place we can park our van and sleep? And they're like, oh, man, come back to my house, and we'll drink until 10 a.m. and stuff. So we usually do that, and we're clever about it. We're like, I'm going to go to the bathroom with a girl for half an hour. So,
nice!
Yeah. Whatever. You know, we figure it out. We can compromise and improvise and all that stuff.
I got to imagine you have either stayed or whatever with some pretty sketchy people over the over your travels. Is that the case?
Yeah. Well, there are a couple that that we will definitely not go back to their house. But you know, it's just it's like some of them are just shady. You know,
yeah.
Like I don't know. I don't have any like specifics I can get into, but it's just. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know these people. You're just hoping, that they give you a place to stay. You don't know these people. You're just hoping they give you a place to chill out and recuperate and rest. And before you know it, wacky things are going. Like, hey, we're just passing through. Got to cut another show to go to tomorrow.
Yeah, pretty much. But 99% of them are all really cool. They're normal people. We just hang out and have fun and play games and stuff. And yeah, it's pretty. For the most part, it's cool. So
for the most part, these people, a lot of people, are just helpful. Like, because you guys obviously don't like reserve hotels along the way. So a lot of times, people just be like, "Yeah, come on by. We'll give you a place to stay for the night, and you get some free beers. You fuck the daughter." That's pretty cool, though, man.
Yeah,
get like free free room and board, basically.
Every day is a new adventure for the band Psycho.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and one of these days, Rob, you guys will be flying.
Yeah,
I'm sure. If you're like, "Yeah, you know what, Mike." I'll see you fucking in Dallas tomorrow. I'll fly over there. You'll be flying the gigs.
Absolutely. I'm waiting for that day. I'm counting the hours.
And
man.
They'll
I'm
jump,
ready for it.
They'll jump on stage. This guitar isn't tuned. And he throws it down, punches some Brody out, walks off stage. I'll be in my trailer.
That's right, man. Bring it on.
Rob, you sound a little tired. You sound a little tired of the road.
Well, we drove all day without AC, so I'm a little tired. And I'm
your
about
balls
to go on
are probably
stage
just or... musky and nasty, aren't they?
That ass crack's got to be rank.
Oh, yeah. I'll be sure to like wipe some of it on a piece of paper and mail it to you.
There you go. Nice. Thank you. Autograph it. Make sure you autograph
Make
it.
Make sure it smells like copper pennies, please.
I'll sell it on eBay.
Yeah,
you do that. You try that, see. Yeah, you won't get anything for it.
Yeah. I saw Rob on the internet the other day doing like a video cast or something.
Look at that.
Hey.
Yeah, we got that stick cam thing figured out, so I hop on there every now and then. Actually, we try to do it during shows, if the connection's all right, but I like to do that every now and then just to, I guess try to make me feel special or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good stuff, man. And you're playing this Saturday with our boys from 9mm Solution at Sean's South Bar in South Milwaukee, everybody. That's 1115 Milwaukee Avenue. So if you're
going?
Yeah, I'll be there.
You'll get on the Lunatic Radio jet.
For that $5 ticket price, I'm there.
He's walking.
Dude, I promise. I tell you what, we'll put you on the guest list.
Imagine that, right? In South Milwaukee, you're going to be on a guest list. How does that feel?
Can I put the ticket on layaway somewhere?
That's awesome.
So if you're in the Milwaukee area, everybody, please go out and see Definitely. Psycho Stick and 9mm Solution. Two great bands.
Yeah.
Rob, I'm just suggesting keep Hobbs at a distance because he'll talk to you.
I'll have, I don't know, somebody wash my back for me. I'll get the manager to wash my back.
And if he comes up to you and be like, hey, I got a joke for you, just run. Yeah. Run as fast as possible.
Get ready to smash yourself in the face with a brick, because you'll need some sort of, I don't know.
Those jokes go nowhere.
I know. So where are you playing tonight before we let you go?
We're playing in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I already forgot the venue name, but yeah, it's downtown. And yeah, that's all I have.
How many venues are in La Crosse, Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's probably like the one bar.
There's one bar there, I'm sure. All right, man.
Oh, Rob,
go ahead.
One more thing. I noticed you guys had Richard Patrick on.
Yes.
We played a show with Army of Anyone in Minneapolis. We got to meet him and all of Army of Anyone.
Oh, really? How were they?
Yeah. They were really good. They played some Filter songs, which is really cool.
Wow.
And were they nice guys and stuff like that?
Yeah, they really were. I mean, it was funny because we rolled up in our little shit-ass van with the trailer, and they had two tour buses and they're all decked out. They had the all acrylic drum set. It was like this $5,000-$6,000 drum set, and we had this, you know, $900 Pearl kit. Our sound check took like 10 minutes. Theirs took like half an hour. You know, it was yeah. funny. We're playing with a real band. It was kind of crazy.
And what show was that?
That was it was in December. It was called the Nutcrackers Show or something for the radio station.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, it was us. We opened the show, Army of Anyone, and then 3 Days of Grace.
Wow, oh, look at that,
nice
man.
Fucking show, man.
That's a good show.
I'm so proud of Psycho Stick Boys.
See you people, man. You got to check out Psycho.
They're
you guys are
good.
You know what, Rob? When you were rolling up to that gig with Army of Anyone, you were just looking at your future.
Yeah.
You're going to be in those tour buses. I see it.
What?
You're going to be in one of those tour buses eventually. I'm seeing it.
Yeah, I'm ready for that. I'm ready for an air-conditioned tour bus right about now.
He just wants some AC.
Yeah. He just wants a fucking 7-Eleven coffee and go play his gig and go home.
There you do. You can get a Puerto Rican to put ice in his mouth and blow across the van for you.
Okay. That's an option.
Yeah. All right.
Right on.
All right, Rob from Psycho Stick, man. I love the Rob guy.
Get back to New York. We want to see you again. We'll bring a fan.
Yeah,
we'll
come back to New York.
So we'll work on that, man. We'll try to get back up there, try to get on Long Island or something.
Nice.
Word up, kid. Ooh. All right, man. Have fun.
All right. Take it easy, guys. Talk Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Rob from Psycho Stick, everybody. The boy sounds tired.
He's a busy boy.
He's a busy boy, man, a life on the road, especially when you're at the level of Psycho Stick, where they're at now. You know, they just put out their first album, still just traveling around the country.
Right.
I mean, they were playing gig after gig.
No, man, that's a hard thing, man. That's dedication, man. You can't just be anybody doing that shit.
Hundreds of gigs.
Thousands of miles, man. That's a lot of fucking traveling, a lot of gigs.
And you know he's got a ton of freaking sketchy stories about people he stayed with, the band has stayed with.
But he seems like really hesitant to talk about
it. Yeah, he says
maybe he's a little scared. Maybe that's how bad they are.
He's seen some fucking shit. I know he has. We'll break the ice one of these days with him. All right, let's do our first break. We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show. Patrick from CringeHumor.net in studio, everybody.
Yippee.
Back right after this.
Hi, this is Rob from Psycho Stick, and you are listening to Lunatic Radio. Yeah.
Here we go, everybody. Psycho Stick, the Jägermeister love song on the LunaticRadio.com show. Here we go.
This is the Jägermeister love song. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. I don't like my
Yeah, everybody.
Chug, chug, chug.
Chug, chug, chug.
That was the debut of the Jägermeister Love Song by Psycho Stick.
This is the Angry White Guy, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. We love boxes, boobies.
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night and I have an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8 p.m.
Hey everybody, it's the CEO here. So, you looking for some Lunatic Radio threads? Maybe a t-shirt or a mug or maybe that G-string for the little lady? Well, go over to lunaticradio.com/swag and pick some stuff up. It's lunaticradio.com/SWAG. Pick some stuff up, buy it, you know, whatever. That's lunaticradio.com/swag.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Manajak an Angry Dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
And reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show. We suck.
Staley, greatest singer ever.
Ever.
Ever. Yeah. Word up, lunaticradio.com show. Patrick, cringehumor.net in studio. Kieran Rockett chilling.
Howdy!
Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666. Hit us up. Like a lunaticradio.com bumper sticker, everybody. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 481, Wading River, New York, 11792. That's P.O. Box 481, Wading River, New York, 11792. We'll send them right out to you.
Ooh.
We got the bar night, everybody.
Bar night!
July 21st at the Chalet in Roslyn, New York.
Play the promo!
The promo is...
Come on! I did so much work!
Shut up, asshole!
You don't have it! Stop looking.
This one goes out to a little show.
Anything to shut you up.
Radio.com.
It's me. It's like,
yeah.
Do we need to hear this again?
Yeah, shut up.
Home to the Chalet. Five Road Railroad. New. It's in Roslyn. I'll be there.
Will you?
I hope you will too. So come on down.
Wear your ascots, and Patrick from cringehumor.net will be there, Josh Gogan. And what is the update on Brittany Stevens?
I think that's dying quickly.
Tell her we'll have cocaine now.
It's dying so quickly that she's changed her name.
Okay, we are here at the 2000.
Here's Brittany Stevens, everybody.
Yeah. We're here with Brittany Stevens. How are you, honey?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing here today.
adorable. I gotta have her.
For a sexy pictures.
Sexy pictures.
English.
She's completely lost.
And signing, taking pictures, meeting my fans, and meeting the press and everything. It's really fun.
Of course it is.
Nothing.
It's always fun.
Don't talk to me. I'm concentrating on breathing. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale.
So the fans come in later today. It's going to be kind of crazy. Are you looking forward to it?
I'm looking forward to it because it's my first year here.
Just repeating what the lady said. So is it nice and sunny out today? Yes, it's very nice and sunny out today. You dope.
You can't go wrong if you just repeat what was said.
She's in a profession where you don't fucking need brains. I mean,
no.
It's not like a shock that they're fucking dumb.
You see the dick, you suck it.
Yeah, that's it. Put it in your mouth and gag.
But after a while, I know I'm going to get sick of it. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm not really. I don't know.
It's perfect. I'm looking forward to it, but not really.
Hey, do you want to try something with Kayla?
What?
Do you want to like ask her like questions?
That's what an interview.
I mean, educational questions.
Right. Okay.
I don't know. Like, test her.
Can you get some?
Yeah, I'll look for some.
I'm not smart.
Yeah.
The fans are. It's really going to be crazy, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because so far now it's kind of like mellow, but kind of crazy. But
wait, what is it?
Wait a minute.
What is it, Brittany?
Mellow or kind of crazy? Hold on.
Come to bar night, Brittany. Come to bar night. It's mellow, but like kind of crazy.
We'll chip in. We'll get her some Coke. She'll definitely be there.
I just want to ask her questions so she can repeat my question that I'm asking her and tell me that it's fun and not so fun.
Yeah. So, Brittany, how was bar night? Oh, it was shitty, but kind of fun, sort of.
It was shitty, but kind of a great time.
But, Kira, she changed her name.
To what?
Faith.
It should be dumb.
Oh, gotta have faith, am I right?
Oh, George Michael, look out.
I can't imagine what Saturday's going to be like. Squirting scenes, you know, I always squirt in my scenes, or boy, boy, girls, boy, girl, girl, and I like working with my sister also.
What did you say? She's beautiful. She is so elegant with her wording.
I like the boy, boy, girl, 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 boy, 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 girl, girl, girl.
She likes the squirting. God bless her.
She answered that like we would completely understand what she was saying.
It's all porn lingo.
I like the boy, girl, boy, 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 girl, girl, boy, girl, boy, boy, girl scenes.
HD DVD. M&M's.
Who's your sister? Where's she? Is she around?
She's signing for Anabolic today.
Ah.
Whitney Stevens.
Very nice. Yeah. Okay, that's kind of like, hot.
Yeah, we do scenes together. We've done about six of them so far.
Ah, very cool. Oh, yeah, that sounds hot.
It is.
All right, so you squirt, do you?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I squirt.
Of course you did. Of course you did, Brittany. Adorable.
She didn't even know it was coming out of her body. I thought it was piss, but I guess not.
It's her father's tears, not piss.
Is it like piss yellow? I don't know. So confusing.
I wasn't sure if it was piss or squirt or what.
Yeah. So you like squirting?
Yeah, I do. I love it.
That's super hot.
I love it. I like it.
So
I love it.
Making movies, what do you like to do?
Shopping, go out to clubs, get drunk.
She is a goer.
She is every man's dream right there.
She's a one-man party.
She should have answered. So when you go out, what do you like to do? I like to go outside.
Breathe oxygen.
Just chill out, relax, go to the gym.
Yeah. Do you have a MySpace page or a website you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, here we go. Is she going to get it right? That's the question. She has a MySpace page. Does she know the URL?
Oh, boy.
Here we go.
Here we go.
And the answer is...
Well, I did have a MySpace, but it got deleted for, like, putting new pictures up a couple of days ago.
Oh, she's a dirty girl.
Whoa. But I'm making a new one, so it's going to be MySpace/BrittanyStevens.com.
Right.
And I'm going to have a website pretty soon.
Cool.
XXXBrittanyStevens.com.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say out there to your fans?
I'm going to keep getting...
so stay tuned.
Of course.
That's my kind of girl. Lovely. Thank you so much.
Love you.
That chick has got to come to bar night.
I hope she. I don't think she is, though.
Ugh.
Mike's all pissed at her. She's freaking out, changing her name, the whole nine yards.
Weird. Why is he mad at her?
Because she's...
You wouldn't give her a lollipop?
Dumb as a fucking rock, seems like. And she's...
So we'll bring a bunch of rocks with us. She can fucking mingle.
I don't know if I'm going to get Mike in trouble here, but he was telling me, like, he told me to leave her a comment because she might forget to go do her dancing gig in Boston if people don't remind her.
Oh, my God. How much drugs is that?
I'm in Boston, but I forget why I'm here.
She's got to be all coked out. That's hilarious.
What fucking city is this?
You know what? Listen, if Kayla Page is a good time, we should ask her to come to it.
Why is everybody wearing Red Sox?
Where am I?
What planet is
this? Doesn't look like L.A. It's so cold
here. There's no blacks here. What is it?
Where's Rodeo? My God. What happened to all the palm trees? They're not here. What was that big fucking dick-looking thing I flew on?
Everyone was so close together. Yeah. I don't understand.
I was like sitting next to this person.
The weirdest bus ever.
Someone kept on asking me if I wanted peanuts. I don't understand.
Oh, look at Mike. Tell Kayla Page I will fly her out tomorrow night. You guys fucking high roller. Love Mike.
Brittany Stevens, come on, please.
You gotta call her Faith now. Her name's Faith.
Faith.
She's dropping the whole sister thing. Well, I think it's a stupid move.
Why? They had sex.
Is her sister going to rename herself?
Fuck! Come on, try. Come on, do it!
All right,
do
let's
it!
Go down. All right, is she going to rename herself Hope? So we have Hope and Faith?
Right.
All that for nothing. All that mush mouth for fuck. And Kieran went, right.
No, if it would be Faith and her sister calls herself Faith as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faith 2.
I'm going to change my name to Faith Stevens. No one's going to figure it out.
Is she getting all religious now? She saw the fucking way, her evil ways. And
oh, is that her new bitch? She's the religious porn star.
Cock for Christ.
Mike asked
her. Oh, nonsense.
I know what happened. When Mike asked her to go to bar night, she said, candy bar?
Oh, he's got to do like when E.T. leaves the little Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, just a trail of fucking dildos to bar night.
A trail of dildos?
And lollipops.
Gorgeous.
She'll find it.
Oh, God.
That's what you got to do, Mike. Fucking trail of dildos and lollipops to bar night. She'll find the place. She'll get there.
So we'll see. Maybe we'll get Kayla Page. We'll talk her up. We'll butter her up and we'll ask her questions like, who signed the Declaration of Independence?
Yes.
That'll be fun.
Kayla Page is coming on the program?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's going to be fun.
With a capital P.
Let me break something before we move on.
Oh, we're starting this already?
This is the last show in the studio. I want to break something every segment. So I have a... Now, we got some gifts a while back. From Stalker Connie.
Oh, no.
Now, Stalker Connie's from Texas, and she sent us a little bell.
Doodad.
That says, don't mess with Texas.
It says...
It's a ceramic bell.
Wait, that one says, this state is full of spiggers. What does that mean?
Not say that.
And I just want to break stuff, because, you know, we're moving, we're moving on from the studio. 7 years we spent here. We're moving on. We got to get rid of the old stuff. So, Connie, here goes your bell. It's being retired.
Nothing personal.
Oh, wow, guy! I could have died!
All right, no more bell.
Come on, ring it, Kieran.
That was fun.
Prove to the people that was a radio bit.
Oh, Jesus, Rocket.
Now Rocket's breaking.
What are you doing?
I'm breaking the studio.
He just dropped a metal thing on the board. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, make sure everything works.
We got to regroup after that.
Right after this. God.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Hey guys, this is Hobbs, and I just took a shit for lunaticradio.com. That's about the best thing I could think of. You know, Katie makes fun of me for making such big noises. Anyway, I took, I...
Award winner.
Oh, shut up.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
This one goes out to a little show called LunaticRadio.com.
Beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Yeah. Breaking stuff. Last show in the studio, lunaticradio.com back. Fat Kev's going to join us in 2 seconds, my brother. He's in Walmart in Phoenix, Arizona doing something. Patrick from kinshumor.net in studio. Rockin' chillin'. Rockin', read those... Mike from Capella Clothing text messaged Brittany Stevens during last segment. And what did she write back?
All right, so Mike writes, check out how effing retarded Brittany is. I sent her a text that says, hey, you want to call in the LR show? And she replies back twice, quote, our website isn't up yet. And I'm at the gym right now. Actual replies. That's what she actually wrote. She's so retarded.
I think Chris Benoit sent better text messages after he killed his family.
Breathing in and out, inhaling and exhaling is multitasking to her. Girl's amazing. By the way, the Live Earth was last week.
Yeah,
right?
Over
the weekend,
the other day, 7/7.
What was it? A worldly concert, 9 continents.
Yeah, it's an Al Gore spectacular.
Yeah,
Gwen Stefani perform. I love her.
I didn't see her perform,
but the Pumpkins did. I thought they did pretty well, even though it's like half of the original band.
Yeah, the Smashing Pumpkins played.
Can I go on a little rant about that?
Go ahead.
I've been a long time Smashing Pumpkins fan, and I stopped with that whole Adore shit when they changed their sound and got all weird, and Billy Corgan went with the cue ball look and just really odd, but...
Yeah, didn't he look like the guy from Hellraiser for a while? Yeah.
He still does! He's got that weird look!
No, but he actually used to wear the uniform. He used to wear like that garb.
It was black, but now it's like white, but it's still the same idea, that long, Hellraiser style... I don't know. I don't know what's in his head. He's just got to go back to his old ways of rock and roll.
And he was in ECW, too.
What?
He had a feud with Steve Corino of ECW.
No way!
I swear to God.
That is awesome!
Billy Corgan used to go out and perform a song, and Steve Corino would break it up, and Corgan smashed a fucking guitar over his
head. See, that's cool! That's when Corgan was cool! But now he's just into this weird look, and he's all artsy, and it's not so rock and roll. Even though this new album seems like, especially the new song, Tarantula, seems like it's going back to their roots, but still their sound is very digitalized. It doesn't have that really... analog organic guitar sounds like it used to have for Melancholy and Siamese Dream and the Gish Days, especially the Gish Days. But the part that really is bugging me was that Live Earth, and they only have like a few songs. They only have like 5 songs each.
I think every band played 4.
4 or 5. Yeah, whatever. Depending on time-wise, basically. Mm-hmm. So, as he's going into the last song, I mean, first he drops like, oh, our new album's coming out, which, I don't know. All right.
Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, all right, fine. But this is for a special, this is a one-shot deal. This is a whole big, important thing about trying to save the earth. This, big thing. But all right, fine. I'll let that slide. But then he followed it up with, and don't illegally download it. Like, he's got to like, throw that in.
All right.
Like, of all the days, like, just fucking shut up. Play the music. You're here for a special cause. No, and besides, all your albums came out before the whole downloading rush really happened. I mean, no one really gave a shit about your Ava Dore shit anyways. And that other album, Machina, the shit sucked. All your important albums were before the whole downloading craze started. But he had the balls to fucking get into that. Like, everyone, no one was doing that. It was all about the cause for the day. But he had to throw that in. You know, it's bad enough that he had to do, oh, we're dropping a new album on the Tuesday. It's like, he just fucking weird. He lost it. Whatever he did, he lost that thing, and he's trying to get it back by bringing the band back together. But when I say band, you got to put in quotes because Darcy and James Iha, the guitarist and bassist, aren't back with the band.
He's got some hot chick though. Playing
well,
the bass.
Yeah, he had to get it. She is pretty hot, but yeah. I think he's trying to like. He's obviously in a different world, and he's trying to get back to what he used to be.
Yeah,
and it just ain't happening. It's never gonna happen.
Hey, man, they sounded fantastic though.
Oh, sure, but listen,
I got a little clip of their new song. This is them playing their new song.
Nice. Look at you preparing. Yeah. Gets me hard.
I believe it's going to play soon. We'll see.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, NYC, NJ. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
I'm going to play your song. Just play it, Billy.
Just go.
I guess I didn't edit.
You'd like to play our new song?
Are you?
It's called Tarantula.
She had to be funny with that, too. It's called Tarantula.
Weird. Very artsy. I'm in
full one. You sound good though.
Yes, absolutely.
This is from Giant Stadium, right?
Yes, sir.
Saturday.
Come on, grab it.
Population. That's pretty good.
I'm curious to see what the rest of
that. Patrick's not agreeing.
I'm into the extreme
death metal,
heavy metal stuff. I'm into heavy metal too, but I mean I like
I can understand
alternative
like,
stuff.
Yeah, the artistic sound and whatnot, but it's too little, too late. They're trying to go back to their old sound. Yeah. It's just not happening.
I tell you what, I was very excited. It was a worldly concert, and in the U.S. portion, the Police headlined.
Yeah,
they were closing it out, and I'm like, oh, this is cool, man. I'm going to get to see the Police. Haven't been together in how many years? 20 years or something like
that? Well, they're on tour this year.
Yeah, they are on tour, but,
yeah, but
you know,
still. Yeah, it's
I haven't seen them together yet.
Right.
I haven't been out to the concerts. So I'm going to see them for free, playing right on my TV.
Sure.
And they're playing all their hits, Roxanne and, you know, whatever. Yeah. And they fucking, I don't know what they closed it out with. I forget the name of the song. But fucking halfway through it.
Message in a Bottle?
Well, yeah, what did I got to do?
No.
What? Are you, what
happened?
Sting.
What happened?
I don't know who came to you with this idea.
Don't tell me.
I don't know who came to you with this idea. Because you know when one of these type of concerts, they have to have the big finale where other artists come on.
Sure.
And they join the headliner and they sing their songs.
Right. That's
they
like the
join
big ta-da.
In.
What happened?
Some fucking producer came to Sting and was like, you know what, Sting? We got this hot rapper dude. Everybody's seen to like him. He wears ascots and shit. He's fucking original as hell. He's got a fucking, his jaw's all wired up. People love him, though. His name is Kanye West.
No!
And Sting doesn't know. He's like, whatever. Bring him on.
No.
He'll probably do fine. Sting didn't even know his name.
Yeah, he's just like, sure, let him on.
Whatever. It's okay.
Is he the dumb nigga that said that thing about Bush and Katrina and all that?
That's what he did.
That's him.
Is that dumb negro?
No, he didn't.
That dumb cool guy.
He didn't say that. So here it is. I'm fucking excited to see the Police. I wasn't like a fan, but, you know, I grew up listening to these fuckers, you know? When I was a kid, they were popular. But here we are. I'm watching the Police, and this is what happens. Out of nowhere. Fantastic Sting is kicking ass. Here's where everything goes wrong.
How does Kanye get into this? Mr. Kanye West!
Now, I got to imagine Sting is putting on a pretty face here. And he's going, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing on my fucking song? He's going, what is this crazy? I'm not going to say it.
Wait. How does Euchre feel about this?
And that play could be a finalist in the Trojan End's Boner of the Week Award.
What the fuck is Kanye West doing on the stage with fucking the Police?
That is awful.
The Police.
I don't know. He lost all credibility when he did that fucking duet with P. Diddy on the VMAs 15 years ago.
He lost all credibility when he showed
up. True that.
You know?
True that. He did jump the shark when he did the duet with P. Diddy at the VMAs a while ago, like Patrick just said. And I just completely just...
Unknown number.
Oh, we'll get back to him. Who's on the phone? Fat Kev.
What up, dude?
So you still at Walmart fucking in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, I'm at the Wally's.
Yeah, and what's going on?
The Wally's?
Walmartians.
Yeah, that's Wally's. That's what we call it.
Oh, the kids call it
that's
the
Wally's. What we call it, dude, Wally's.
All right, cool.
Yeah, they got great Walmarts out here. But I was calling because it seems every single time we go to Walmart, I get a little frisky with a woman. At Walmart or something.
Now, what is it about Walmart that gets my brother Fat Kev all frisky with his fiance?
It's also Sam's Club, too.
Oh.
So I think anything affiliated with those two.
Still
I don't know. It's weird.
So, Kev, you're telling us right here on the LunaticRadio.com show that you have wood at Walmart.
Yeah, we get a little frisky with each other. It's weird, dude. I don't know. I mean, I think it's the whole thing going shopping, buying new stuff, you know? Maybe, I don't know.
Do they have a retarded woman, like, at the checkout, like, at the front door? Every Walmart I go to, they have either a midget or a retard working in the front.
Welcome to Walmart.
They're called greeters.
Yeah, that's what they call them. On the East Coast, we call them watermelon heads.
Yeah.
Jesus.
They call them a retard that shits on the floor at Walmart.
Oh, God.
That's terrible.
Daniel Benoit.
Absolutely terrible.
So, wait, Kev, what's so good about the Walmart that gets you all frisky?
It's the sales.
I don't know, man. You're going to have to ask the old lady. She just gets me going. I don't know why. Every time we're in here, she always like getting a little frisky.
Is it like something she's buying? Is it what she's buying is making you all frisky?
Oh, dude, I can't even tell you what it is.
Kev, don't tell me you're in the lingerie section of Walmart.
Oh, no.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is where we buy all our clothes, dude.
Fat Kev likes a 2-for-$10 deal on DVDs.
You're some good balls, dude, the mark.
Did you pick up Captain Ron?
So what's going on with you guys? What's the show about? You got anything good on the show today?
Nothing. No, nothing really other than, we were talking about porno stars. So we're trying to get a porno star to come to our bar night, Kev.
Oh, nice. What bar night?
But the one, what bar night? The one for the radio show.
No, when is it?
Oh, it's July 21st.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
It's not like you can go, so why are you bringing it up?
What?
Nothing. So we're trying to get this porno star to the bar night, Kev, and she's dumb as dirt.
Is she really?
Yeah. Not very smart.
She can't find a place, is what you're telling me?
Yes, she can't find a place.
You have to actually go pick her up, bring it there yourself?
Most likely, yes. I don't know.
You gotta have Kev like yell out just random
yeah,
shit.
Kev, can you yell shit in Walmart for us?
No, man.
Come on, we're just do one thing.
Dude. Fat Kev loves Coors Lights. Come on, yell it out.
Kev, do this, please. Just to make your phone call worthwhile, just yell out, "Where's the Coors Light section?"
No.
Do it.
Come on.
Let's go.
Come on, Kev.
Pussy. Do it. Come on, just yell it.
You guys are crazy, man.
It's not crazy.
Just do it.
It's a fair question.
Where's the Coors Light section? Is that better?
That's beautiful. Just yell, "Get away from me, Puerto Rican."
No, you don't.
There's 15 people looking at me right now.
Watermelon head, scare me.
Put your cock away, retard.
Kev, yell out, "You're all mongoloids."
Where's the bananas?
I didn't know what I said.
Kev, the people in the chat room want you to yell out Laguna Beach.
No, I'm not in Laguna Beach. We're nowhere near that place. This is the furthest thing from Laguna Beach.
Come on! All the more reason! Come on!
No way.
Alright.
Pussy.
Laguna Beach!
Nice! There you go.
Alright, Fat Kev. Are we going to still see you in Cali or what?
Oh, yeah, man. We're definitely coming. Good.
I am loving this.
Alright, cool deal.
I'm drinking now for that. I'm getting prepared.
He's getting prepared now. Right. Triathlete!
Kev,
yeah.
Are you next to your wife right now?
Yeah.
Kiss her on the lips, and when you pull away, go, you kiss just like my mother kissed me.
No. Thanks, I want to get married.
Do that.
He wants to get married.
Oh, fiancé. So you're not fiancé. Married yet. You don't have to worry about it. Just say, you kiss me just like my mother does. Come on, do that.
I'm out of here. I got to go shop some more.
Yeah, whatever.
Domesticated Kev.
Kev, go jack in the...
Go take a shit in the corner.
Go finger pop someone behind the layaway counter.
Go jack in the linen section.
The linen
gotta go get some stuff.
Sure you do. All right, see you later.
All right, see
ya. All right, it's Fat Kev live from Walmart in Phoenix, Arizona, everybody.
The Wally. Fat Kev loves the Wally.
He's an idiot. All right, we're talking about Kanye West doing a duet with the Police at Live Earth this weekend in East Rutherford. Is it Rutherford?
Rutherford.
Okay.
Nothing. He said, yeah, and this is, yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah. Now, my question is, was this like a, did they rehearse this? And like, when you know, fucking Kanye came into the meeting with fucking the Police and was like, yeah, this is my verse. Yeah. Check it out.
Here's, he came with a piece of paper, he's like, read that.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
And this thing was looking at it going, you know, there's quite a lot of yes on here.
Yeah, he had to like triple space it so it seemed like to fill up the page more.
Large print.
Yeah, you know, yeah, do that when you were like high school and you did a term paper.
This thing was looking at it going, oh, fuck.
Size 14 and a half font size. Fill it up some more.
I'm a legend. What the fuck am I doing on stage?
To these coolheads.
But you know, this isn't the first time the Police did it. When they with the Police and when Puff Daddy did that. I'll be missing you.
At least Puff Daddy's got some cash in like a record label.
He made all his money.
I'll be watching you. Whatever it's called.
If Biggie wasn't shot, P. Diddy would be nothing.
Right.
We all know that. So if someone shoots me, then Chris from Chaos Radio is a fucking
Kanye West just wears fucking ascots and raps about clothing. He raps about clothing.
And he has more money than you.
Does.
It sucks.
I hate him. Another one I hate. Him and Ann Coulter. They should get together and just really piss me off.
Imagine they had a baby.
They should do a radio show together. Call it Cunt West.
Cunt West? Cunt West?
Yes, I don't know what it means.
Cunte.
And people are calling this fucker a genius.
I don't understand. He's on the cover of Rolling Stone.
Here he is on stage with the Police.
Your boy.
And he can't think of another word to say other than yeah.
It's pretty much you. Except your word is apparently.
Honestly, if you're any other person in this world had the chance to do a duet with the Police in front of 50,000 people.
Right.
To write their own verse,
yeah.
I think they would come up with something better than this dope did called Kanye West.
I think it's the first time a nigger and the Police have worked together well.
Oh my god! Oh, show's over! Show's over! See you next week, folks.
And that's it. Patty, you just get contracts to that guy.
Wait, you gotta do the slow clap.
That was awesome. My bell not working.
Yay. Now I have four fans.
Look at Tony giving the clap. Unbelievable. Jesus Christ.
All right. Here's a question. Next word you hear at Conway West's Kanye West mouth, is it going to be yeah?
Police. Cold. ROR.
He thought he was going to get arrested and shit. I ain't working with no fucking police.
When he first started freaking out. Police, where?
Alert.
Run!
Man, fuck the police.
Hit the deck! I steal shit! It's my microphone!
Fucking cracker-ass police, motherfucker.
Let's go! I love Patrick.
So what you guys are saying is that they went to other rappers and they were like, yeah, I ain't working with the motherfucking police.
He was the last one.
They went to 50 Cent and he was like, I ain't working with no police. Motherfucker, lock me up. Trying to hold a man down.
Yeah! 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 Walked out this morning.
Yo, look at that. Beautiful. Oh, fuck you. Fuck you, Kanye.
He owned.
You have to follow up with
Oh, that's it? You're, what, are you taking a shit? Yeah, yeah, yeah. What, are you taking a dump?
This is big line. It's deep.
He timed it just right after that verse. He knows what he's doing. He's a,
yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
I'm sure Sting looked back and said, yeah, great with the right yeah, there. Right, yeah, that yeah. was perfect.
Perfect way to, timing.
Way to contribute, Coon.
He didn't say that.
I don't think he said that.
No.
100 billion battles washed up on the shore.
Oh, no.
No. He interrupted him. He's like, no, on the shore.
Wait.
Holla.
Yeah. I ain't a gold digger.
Yeah, right.
He's trying to sing with Sting. Here's a guy with his mouth is like metal. He's trying to sing with Sting.
He thought the song was Welfare in a Bottle.
Somebody, what, please.
What is he doing?
He's trying to sing with Sting. Kanye West is trying to sing along with Sting.
Oh. They should reinstate slavery because of this fucking particular incident.
Now, I'm not a huge Sting fan or a Police fan, but that guy I know is a legend in music.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
Kanye West raps about fucking ascots and Bugle Boy jeans. Who the fuck is this guy? Sting should have turned around and said, how about go fuck yourself? Get the fuck off this stage.
Just stop the song.
That's what I would have done. If I was Sting, I would have been like, stop. Remove that from the stage.
Get that coolant out of there. Kanye's like, oh, I'll be rapping on live earth, yo.
Please remove the stage hand.
Welcome to Live Earth.
Live Earth. Live Earth and shit. Recycle, bitches. Separate your plastics and your metals.
All right, is there any more? Let me see.
Wrap your newspapers up, bitches.
Yeah, he tried to put his own spin on a message in a bottle line. Jesus. He said, oh.
Someone's calling.
Oh, what a piece of shit. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Kayla Page.
Oh, you're not a piece of shit. I like you.
Hi, Kayla.
How are you?
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you. How are you guys doing today?
Doing very well. We were just talking about the lovely Kanye West and how we're all just huge fans.
Well, lack thereof.
Kanye West, do you know him?
Yeah.
Do you like?
I know him. I don't know him.
Do you like? Do you like his music?
Some of it, not all of it. I don't know. There's a couple songs I like. I'm not crazy about him.
Yeah. we're not really happy about his performance with the Police during the Live Earth concert the other day. He was destroying high quality masterpieces by that band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't even hear it.
You're lucky.
I wish I would have.
You're like, let me tell you what it was all about. This is what he did. Yeah.
Message in a bottle, bitches.
Yeah. Welcome to Live Earth. That's pretty much it.
Wow. Kayla Page.
Kayla Page, porno star. How many films has you been in? Let me guess. Can I guess?
Take a guess.
I'm gonna guess.
Wait.
Tell me your age. This is a little game I like to play. Tell me your age.
I'm 24.
Ooh, 24. Wow. How long have you been doing the porno?
I've been doing porn since I was 18.
Beautiful.
This is gonna be a huge number. All right, here we go. I'm guessing. Let me.
Carry the one.
Don't forget to divide.
Divide.
Don't forget to divide.
How many black cocks are there?
Divide by 25,000.
Decimal point.
I am 102,514 porno films. That's what I'm getting from my calculations.
But that's not including like the European version and like the European films, right? Like all, right. all those films all right. that if, I can't if see
you,
here, right?
If you want to,
no, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, I've only been in them probably like, 120 movies probably, like, and that's pushing it. That's still including like my internet stuff. That's including a lot of different things. I only did girl for 4.5 years. I just started working with guys like 8 months ago. I've only done like 10 girl boy scenes.
Now why is that?
Because it was just a matter of choice, you know, like I just wanted to wait until I was ready to do it. And when I decided that I was ready to do it, it fucking rocked. Can I curse? I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. You just did.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yeah, we're in a radio. You could say cut 50 times over. It doesn't matter.
Now,
all right, good.
That's interesting that you worked with girls. Was there like a boyfriend involved, like when you first got into it, and he didn't want you to do the guys?
No, I mean, when I did get in, yeah, I had a boyfriend, but he actually didn't have anything to do with it. It was just me, like, business minding. Like, I just want to make sure that I'm getting the longevity out of it. You know, like, I'm not going to jump into a bunch of stuff, especially when I'm not comfortable with it. Like, that's just ridiculous, you know? So I got a lot more longevity out of the business by doing girl only for that long. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm not shot out. And there's still more for you guys to see of me, you know? Right. You haven't already seen me in, like, 80 million different ways, and there's nothing else to see.
I got to imagine if you're, like, a porn starlet and you're just getting into the biz and you decide to go anal right off the bat, you pretty much are hindering your career.
Because right, you know, like, yeah, if you do whatever they say to do right off the bat, then you're screwed. I mean, it's great for girls. I mean, and it's each his own, you know, everybody's into different things. There's things that some of those type of girls that do, you know, the hardcore anal and, like, you know, the squirting and the all sorts of things that I don't do. I'm actually shooting my first anal tomorrow.
Ooh.
But yeah. But, I mean, there's stuff that I do that they don't do. So it's like, you know, it's a matter of personal choice, and I respect that. But, I mean, if you're going to be in the business and you want to make a career out of it, it's not a wise idea to jump into everything first. Now,
have you done any interracial porn yet?
No, I haven't.
Good girl.
No, no,
Marie. 10 years in this business, honey.
Oh, Jesus. Kayla,
yeah.
Kayla, you directed a porn?
No.
It says that you did. It says you're a director for one, TNT Babes 1. Is that not you?
They said I directed that?
Yeah, have you listed as a director?
That is hilarious. No, I didn't even direct it. I did a scene in it, but that movie's really awful. I don't even look like that anymore.
Oh, okay.
But that was like 4 years ago.
Right.
But I have a lot of new stuff. I have a lot of new stuff on Danny.com now. I was just the Danny Girl of the Month for them for May, which was also my birthday. That was
happy
cool.
Birthday.
One. Mm. Thank you.
What was that website you mentioned?
Danny.com.
Danny.com?
Yes. Yeah. Danny.com.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just started talking to somebody that you guys actually know, Mikey from Capello Clothing.
Yes.
And I'm going to be repping for them soon. I'll be modeling their apparel. So that'll be cool.
I'm starting to dig you a little bit more.
Oh, look at you. That's all it's
are you?
Yeah.
Maybe just a little bit? Am I kind of cool?
Hey, you're kind of cool, I think. You got boobies, right?
You got boobies.
Huh?
She does.
She has boobies.
Yeah, she does. I've seen a MySpace page.
I love the MySpace page.
So, Kayla, you ready for your big anal scene tomorrow?
Yeah, I have my first anal scene tomorrow.
Are your ass all good and clean? You ready? It's all clean and ready?
You better set that alarm.
Yes, my asshole's always clean.
No oopsies now.
I just want you guys to know I'm outside of my friend's apartment right now, sitting on the porch talking about this while I'm smoking a cigarette, and I'm waiting for the neighbors to come be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Honestly, we do something like this every show, so it's standard procedure for us.
Has she won any AVN awards?
I don't see him. Well, the IMDb page is fucked up, so I don't think.
No AVN awards for you?
No AVN awards yet. Not yet. Aww. I mean, I just started doing Girl Boy, so, I mean, I still have a little while to go till I earn, you know, the opportunity to be able to present and get awards and all that kind of stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
All good.
This is something I like to ask of the adult film stars that come on the program. Do you associate, mm-hmm. do you hang out with other porn stars, like, off camera, whatever?
Some of them, yeah, some of them. But, I mean, I pick the people around me very wisely. You know, I like to surround myself with motivated, like, positive people. And, you know, the industry is crowded with a lot of people that aren't so much. So it's like, you pick and choose wisely. And the group of girls that I do hang out with are all amazing, amazing people. So I hang out with, Kylie King. I'm actually hanging out with her right now today. Ooh. And let's see, who else? I hang out with Cassidy, the Vivid Girl, Kirsten Price, the Wicked Girl. They're both my girlfriends. Lisa Daniels is like my best friend. Jamie Lynn last year's kind of outside of the year. She's another one of my best friends. You know, girls like that. But they're all really, really good, like, positive people. They're not hooked on drugs or, like, you know.
When you say positive
it's
people,
not like
you,
that.
When you say positive people, do you mean HIV positive?
Oh! Why are you?
I wish. I'd be too much thinner.
Hey, you're talking to Pat. Patrick's a big guy.
I'm a fat
Is that going to be the new Hollywood diet?
Yes. The HIV diet. We're going to fuck a green monkey and then a black guy and then... You got it.
There you go.
Hey, Danny, look, check out your pictures on your MySpace page, Kayla Page X on MySpace.com. Just beautiful pictures, I must say. I was just curious, what size are your tits there? Kind of nice and large. Curious the size there.
Yeah, they're 36Bs.
Nice.
They're good, yeah. I didn't want to go too big because I have a really, really tiny waist. I have a 22-inch waist. So if I go too big, it's not going to look right. And I'm 5'8", so I'm tall.
Are they,
I have to be careful.
Are they the resizable pair? You know, do you have the little the valve?
What was that?
Do you have the valve on the side? Are you able to change the size?
I don't even know. I got them for free.
All right.
I did them for a TV show.
You got? What do you mean? Wait, what do you mean you got them for free? What happened?
I got. And it wasn't like, oh my god, some sugar daddy totally bought me some tits. No, it was like they called me and they asked me if I wanted to either get my pussy lips plumped or if I wanted to get my boobs done. And I was like, I think my pussy's okay. Let's do the boobs. So I got my boobs done for free, and it was aired live. My surgery was aired live on BBC. In London.
Wow.
And it's kind of like a Dr. 90210 kind of thing.
And now you're getting tit fucked. That's fantastic.
It's awesome. Put them
awesome.
In. Yeah.
I love them. They're cool little fun bags.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kayla Page, everybody.
I like it.
What other movies has she been in, Rocket? Read them off.
Well, I don't. I hope. Let's see. Please don't hog tie me.
What?
Please don't hog tie me.
Please don't hog tie me.
Yeah.
What was that one about? You were in that.
I don't
one.
Know.
You don't know?
It's no. I do. Huh?
It says you were.
Wow, way too many voices at once.
Oh. All right, Kayla, we're going to play a little game with you.
Oh, boy.
My buddy Rocket is going to read a title of a movie that you have been in or have not been in. And you got to guess if you've actually been in that movie.
Oh, this should be really interesting. I'm really bad at that. I just told my friend, I was like, fuck, I hope they don't ask me what movies I've been in because I can never remember.
All right, so this is going to go well.
So go ahead.
Here we go.
So I'll just read off a name.
Read off a name.
Or make it up. Okay.
Right.
Ass-fensive.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Is she correct?
Yes, she is. Sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm in that one. That's actually a compilation. It wasn't the original video. The original video is a movie called Twisted.
Teen Spirit 2.
Yep, I was in that one. I don't know if it was number 2 or not, but I know I did Teen Spirit.
Sure was. Brick and Duct Tape 3.
Huh?
Brick and Duct Tape 3?
No.
You're right again.
She's right again. She's good at this game.
Let's see. How about gag her with a ball?
What?
Gag her with a ball. Were you in gag her with a ball?
No.
Oh, you were.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Uh-oh.
All right, let me look at
the list.
She
is one for three. No, three for one. Something like that.
Seven for nine.
Whatever.
Cheating Nazi cunts four.
No.
Yeah, you're right. You were not in that.
Oh, I thought you were in the third one.
Although Patrick has the whole collection.
All right.
Would you ever do scat films or period or...
Period films?
Like, no.
What do you mean? Like 1940 films? Period films?
No, like, you know, pull a tampon out and suck it type of film.
No.
Oh. Funny.
Would you? Are you serious?
Yeah, I
are you into that?
Not at all, but I
do
like...
Do you want me to come visit you guys when I'm on my rag so you can suck on my tampon?
Yeah,
I can be just as gross as you guys. I'm a sick bitch.
What do stars do during a period? Like, they just chill out? It's like a 1 week vacation to go on workers' comp or something?
No, we just use makeup sponges, and actually, this is an awesome trick to teach all your girlfriends. Ooh. If you put makeup sponges in your crotch, guys will never, ever know that you are on your period.
Wow, my girlfriend's a makeup artist. That's convenient.
Hmm.
See, there you go. You put, like, two makeup sponges like, in your pussy, and, you know, you're good to go. You can't taste anything. You can't feel anything, you know? Like, and afterwards, I call it going fishing. You just sit over the toilet and fish it out of your pussy.
Ooh, and then you can suck it clean.
Exactly.
Kayla, we have a reality show superstar on the other line. We're going to put you on hold one second, and we're going to bring him on with you because he really wants to talk to you. His name is Race Car. Okay. His name is Race Car Johnny. He was on the Speed Road Tour Challenge, and he won. He wants to talk to you. So here we go. Hold on one sec.
He just hung up. He's probably going to call again. And once he calls in, I'll try it again. He just...
Oh, he tried
just
calling
as soon
in?
As I went to click to
way
it.
To go, Race Car Johnny.
Impeccable.
Yeah, Race Car Johnny is a reality show superstar.
Superstar, huh?
Yeah.
He was just on the Speed Channel. He won the that reality show, Speed Tour Challenge.
Yeah.
We all were watching it.
He likes the porno chicks, I think.
Yeah.
That's what he's been telling us. I don't know.
Is that what the word on the... Street is?
Yeah. Is he calling in or no?
Nope. He hasn't called back. So.
If
he calls back, we'll just have to try to get him in.
All right.
A phone line sucked.
We're just chill here. We're talking to Kayla Page. And do you have a website?
No, but check out my MySpace. It's myspace.com/KaylaPageX. And as soon as I have my website up, you guys will be the first to hear about it on my MySpace.
Mm.
Make sure you friend me and all that good shit, and you're good to go.
Like,
there's no need to have a website anymore, I don't think, you know, because everybody's got a MySpace.
And MySpace is easy. It, like, does all the work for
everybody
you.
Everybody knows about it. You know, like, the bands now don't even have, like, MySpace pages anymore. They just have websites anymore. They just go to MySpace.
Sure, makes it easy.
It's
why
easy,
not?
Yeah.
Talking about MySpace. A lot of fun. Kids like it.
All right, is Race Car Johnny calling in?
I don't think he's calling back.
I don't want to keep Kayla. All right, Kayla. You're a good sport for calling into this radio program. Best of luck with the anal tomorrow.
Yeah. You take any
laxative? Thank you.
Yeah, did you clean out tonight? Did you?
Yeah, I already cleaned out. I'll clean out again later on, and you know, once more in the morning.
Now listen, can you take a load up your ass and then shit it out into a wine glass and then drink that, please?
Oh no,
that's my favorite.
You don't want to.
If I do that, you have to promise me that I will take it like to your station and you will drink it.
Ooh.
I'll have a guy like totally blow a load in my ass. I'll put it into a fucking wine glass. Actually, I'll even like I'll get it like freeze dried or whatever and. Put it in, like, in the packaging things and send it to you. And then I want to see it on the internet, you fucking drinking cum out of my asshole.
As long as it's from a black man, you got it, baby.
All right. That probably won't happen then.
All right, Kayla. Thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, Kayla.
Bye.
That was Kayla Page, everybody, on LunaticRadio.com show. That was awkward.
Why don't you let me ask her about Bar Night?
I didn't hear. You know what? I can't fucking read your
lips.
Whatever the fuck those are, those Italian things.
Can't read the chops.
All right, let's do a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Yo, this is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China. Sucky, sucky, $5 because I am LunaticRadio.com.
suck. I swallow, swallow, swallow. I'm a good girl.
Hey, this is Bella Donna, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you, Bella.
That was a classic.
It was awesome. Perfect.
You know, I usually fuck up on those things, but I was like, not this time. I won't do it.
Hi, this is Richard Patrick, and you're listening to the Lunatic Radio Show.
This one goes out to a little show called LunaticRadio.com.
And now back to LunaticRadio.com show.
I want his chicks. His chicks.
All we want is chicks.
Yeah. Thank you to Caleb Page calling into the program, porno star. Love the porno stars.
Chicks.
Got her first anal tomorrow.
She's clean.
Best of luck with that.
A little booty.
Jumping shark.
Word them up. Psycho Stick and 9mm Solution playing together, everybody. July 14th at Sean South Bar in South Milwaukee. 1115 Milwaukee Avenue. Show starts at 9 p.m. And tickets are only $5. So go out and see 9mm Solution and Psycho Stick together. One night only.
Ooh! That means not a second chance.
Of course, the Cringe Humor Show this Friday night, July 13th. Friday the 13th. Big J. Careful. Big J. Ogerson headlining. Show starts at 12:30 a.m., everybody. It's the late show.
Last Friday night show.
It's the last Friday night show, according to Patrick.
I'm a failure.
Stop. Rock. Stop. Patrick just said he was a failure.
We heard him.
Why?
I can't fill a club on a Friday night. I should be out of this fucking building.
But it's not fair. It's going like to be a good show. Come on, guy.
The next
not
show is Thursday at 10 p.m., which Caroline's told me is a new Friday.
What?
Caroline's tried to spit it and say it was a new
Thursday's
Friday.
Thursday's a new Friday because of the college kids.
Get away from Caroline's. You're better than Caroline's. Open up a new... Go open up your own place and call it Patty's.
We'll call it Patty LOLs or something.
There you go!
Patty R-O-R-S.
Patty R-O-R's. Just call it R-O-R's.
Featuring nothing but Asian comics.
I'd be there every night.
You'd dash fan every night, man. That'd be awesome.
Margaret Cho. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Great. They'd be lining up around the Brock.
It's waiting for it.
There you go. Act joke number 15.
So the Cringe Humor Show this Friday night, July 13th, 12:30 a.m. To reserve tickets, 212-757-4100. Caroline's on Broadway, everybody.
Why does Chris do this? Caroline's doesn't suck. Patrick is just a pussy. What is that?
Chris brings up like behind the scenes shit that no one has a fucking clue about.
Unbelievable. He's got so much anger. Yes. I got something to say.
Chris does do that a lot. He'll just bring up stuff like he thinks everybody knows about it.
And then he'll explain it, but it'll come off haphazardly and no one will know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. He'll do that.
Yeah.
Like the world has like some sort of media feed into what's in Chris's head.
Yeah.
Oh, now Chris is pulling the I don't care line.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I just want Patrick to feel like shit. Now that's not nice. You're not being nice, Chris. Be nice.
Chris is more dedicated to Cringe Humor than I am. That's the fucked up part.
By the way, it's time to break some. We are moving from the studio. This is the last show here.
It's Sirius on 57th and 7th.
Right, Sirius Satellite Radio.
picked up the show. Congratulations,
and
this, boys.
Yeah, and get away from me, because you almost hit me in the eye with that other shit.
That other one, I shattered a bell that Stalker Connie sent us a while back that said, I love Texas, or don't mess with Texas.
You know you'll be dealing with that in the morning.
Next thing I'm going to break is a clock that was given to me when we first began the radio program
here. That's a beautiful clock, Kieran.
It's a clock. It's one of those antique things.
It has spinning balls on it.
It's really a nice piece of shit. It's not going to come with us to the new studio, so I'm just going to stand up and break it. Because we just want to break stuff for no reason on the show today. At least I do. All right, so Patty Saltines, everybody duck.
Let's go.
I am going to break the clock now. Get ready, everybody. I'm going to turn on my mic. Get ready. Here we go.
Wait.
I got the...
I got to videotape this.
I got the Smitty bat signed by Pam B, and I am going to break the clock here. Here we go. I'm going to hurt myself. This is all made of glass, by the way. And a one. Let's have a countdown, people.
All right.
Ready?
From three to backwards?
Yeah, right.
Three, two, one.
That was great.
I don't think it broke.
I heard.
It just disappeared from the camera.
And evaporated.
I am a pussy. I can't break it.
You did it. You stink.
Faggot.
All right, we'll do it one more time. I'm going to get it this time.
Lay it on its side. There you go, young man.
You're hitting it with a wiffle ball bat. That's like stinging it. That's not hitting it.
We are breaking stuff. Last show in this studio. Give me a countdown. Second time around. Take two. Here we go.
Three, two, faggot.
Oh, my God. This is all right, everybody.
I got shrapnel in my pee hole.
We just broke stuff. Oh, man. There's glass all over the joints. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's in my ass.
It's in my flip-flops.
Ugh.
All right.
Cleaning
up glass for the rest of the night. That's great when you do internet radio. When you do wacky bits, like you break stuff or explode things.
Right.
You don't have any interns to clean the shit up.
No, you gotta do it yourself. All yourself.
It's like the unsigned band when they go play gigs. They gotta carry their own equipment and, you know, lug it out.
Well, when you guys debut on Sirius next week.
Oh, what?
It's gonna be beautiful.
It's gonna be great. There'll be plenty of interns. Especially
going to Sirius.
Fred Norris is gonna produce our...
Ooh!
Unbelievable. It's all right. We have Howard takes the days off, the Fridays off. Yeah. So he was just like, you know what? Let's like this show Lunatic Radio. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
And
Turn around.
We're gonna throw him off. So we'll be on Sirius Satellite Radio starting next week, everybody.
Yes, yeah,
so
on Wednesday. What time? When time's the first day show?
First show is the first Friday show that Howard takes off. And we'll be on his channel, Howard 101. Taking over for him, and then I think we get our own channel, right?
Yeah. Like, this is just like the start, just to get people used to us, and then
get people interested in the show.
You know, just spread the word a little bit, and then we'll have our own channel. It'll be great.
Yeah.
Just another day in the office, kids.
Seems like it'll be great.
Only yesterday I came into the studio, and it was you guys were just busting chops and having fun, and now you're getting paid for it.
Yeah, now it's going to be big money coming our way, right? Rock, what kind of contract do you sign?
I can't talk about that on air. I can tell you off air. But don't worry, I'm making more than you. That's all that matters.
Oh, yeah, right. Just wait until you get a real gig, Rock. You see what the checks are. I will be moving into my mansion next week. So, Ray, by the way, is sending me a Porsche.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you got one of those, Rock.
I just get the jet.
Yeah. Oh, right.
See how it works?
No, I don't like to fly, so... How about go fuck yourself?
It's such a retard. You will not be making more than me. If I find out, forget it. Hell to pay. I shut everything down. End of
story. It's all right. I'll find somebody else.
Anyone else know how to work Skype? Send an email.
I'll have a bunch of 14-year-olds.
Damn it.
Be awesome. Kitty corn over Kieran. That's what we'll call it. I was in IKEA the other day, and there was a dude busting a freestyle rap. How about that?
Oh, jeez.
Was it Kanye West?
I was at IKEA. You ever been to IKEA? It's a place where you buy furniture.
It looks like hell, and it's filled with Asians.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Yeah, why do they love that place?
They do, man. IKEA, my first time going to IKEA, it is a zoo.
I know.
They have like parking garages. There's like a
people?
There's a whole system.
with, like, going into this place?
It's like a concentration camp. It's well organized and it's cinnamon buns.
It is, man.
They had those in the concentration. Why do people complain?
They have, like, you know, because they sell furniture, so they have, like, drop-off zones. Like, you can't take your cart to the parking lot, like you can do it like Depot, like Home Depot. You just take a cart out there, fucking throw shit in. You can't do that.
They have like barricades.
Yeah. As soon as you leave the building with all your shit, you got, there's some guy there, and he's like, "All right, I'll watch your stuff as you go get your car."
Right.
And I'm like, "What the fuck? I just spent hundreds of dollars here. I don't want to lose it." And he's like, "No, it's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do." So, I don't know,
he gets paid.
That's but it's a strange place, and it's fucking a mess. Just shit all over the place. Like, just crap all over the place. And there's fucking people all over. Ugh. I'm never going back.
Yeah, you don't like the people thing.
It's like a maze. They have gold arrows to get out.
No, I don't like interacting with people, whatever. So I'm at IKEA. I'm at IKEA, and you know, it's like a Home Depot. When you go to a Home Depot, it's just big. It's like a warehouse, you know, big aisles with these shelves that go for like four stories and whatever. I'm rolling around in IKEA looking for some fucking end tables and a coffee table for my new boy. I just needed fucking new shit. So I'm looking for the section. I find a section. I'm rolling down the fucking aisle, and there's this fucking black guy, just him in the hallway, and he's freestyling, like rapping. And for a second, I was like, yeah, he's probably got an iPod on, no problem. No, no earbuds, no iPod to be seen. He is just rapping, talking about his 9mm and the cream he has to get. And I'm like, you ever see this? Because I've been to the city a couple times, whatever. You see, like, these rapper guys.
I work in a prison, so I see it every fucking minute. Oh,
they just rap. And, like, in the middle of the weirdest places. And this was the strangest one I've ever come across. Because he was alone in an IKEA hallway.
How uncomfortable is everyone?
I was the only one in the hallway. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I was like, what do I do? You know, because I have to go past him to get to the fucking end table section.
You don't want
to
mess his rhyme up.
I just want an end table.
You don't
want
to break his flow.
I don't want to, like, suddenly pass this guy in a hallway, and all of a sudden his rap turns into, I'm going to kill Whitey in the hallway of IKEA. You know? And I just didn't know what to do. So I was just like, I just creeped by him, and I didn't even faze him. He was just busting his shit. He set his record label.
Stop.
In there somewhere. It was some sort of cash. I don't know if he was singing another song, like, by another artist, but it was Cash something.
His label was Futon.
I remembered it when he said it, and I was like, oh, I gotta write that down, because I wanted to look it up on MySpace.
Coming to an IKEA near you.
Because it was just so bizarre. And he's just fucking freestyling in the middle of IKEA. IKEA!
Was he singing about the furniture or the sales, at least? Or?
No. Yeah. He was talking about his 9mm, and he had to get cream. Somehow he like had some rhyme in there somewhere. Got to get cream. I guess cream is like money.
Like dollar, dollar bill, yo.
Something like that.
Well, Wu-Tang.
Cash rules everything around me.
Yeah, it's nice. Patrick's white.
I don't think I'll ever see that again. Somebody rapping in the middle of IKEA.
Wow. A black guy.
Right, black guy rapping. I'll never see that.
There's not too many at IKEA over there.
Yeah, he must have been lost. He's trying to rap his way out of fucking IKEA.
Right.
Or maybe someone in his posse would have heard him and called him.
Yeah, it's like the bad call. You know, you just start rapping. Hopefully someone will show up and save you.
Right. Like his fellow homies will just start showing up.
Yeah. Hark, what is that? And it's the call. It's the rap call. Hurry, everyone in the rap mobile.
NWA showed up in an Escalade.
Oh, jeez, yeah, the Ratmobile's an Escalade.
It would have been fucking hysterical if he was rapping about the fucking products he needs to buy.
Yeah. I needs me a Tackler, Swedish for CD holder and shit. I needs an end table and something to hold my magazines.
I need a sofa. Holla back.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking it real on the sofa couch in IKEA. What up now? I don't even know what the fuck he was saying, but it was some, like, gangster rap shit, man.
Oh, God.
He was, like, 6 foot, just 49 pounds. 49 pounds, this guy. And he was wearing one of them shirts that goes down to his knees.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know. I don't understand the hip-hop garb. It just looks like you're wearing fucking drapes. What the fuck are you guys doing?
To like, cover up their ignorance.
How is that How is that shit comfortable? They wear fucking shorts that are not even shorts. They go all the way down to the ankles.
Yeah, they're dragging.
They're just really big pants, really. And these fucking shirts. They look like they're dressing because they think in their head they're 9'10". Like, if you were 9'10", that shit would fit nicely.
If there's any black listeners, please call in and explain that fucking fact.
I don't understand the big clothes.
Go steal someone's cell phone and call in.
But this dude, you know, he had the bandana on with the baseball cap that's like 8 sizes too big.
Oh, jeez.
Again.
And let me guess.
The baseball cap would fit a guy 9'10".
And the brim was straight and it had the fucking hologram MLB logo on it.
Of course. Oh, everything still has a tag, so if he doesn't want it anymore, he can just return it to the store he bought it from or stole it from.
They don't even dress like
that. Hey!
I didn't say anything.
He lifted it from.
But, you know,
finger discount.
As I'm sitting there fucking looking at the end tables and coffee table section, I am fucking, I don't know what, like half of me was completely like frightened and the other half of me was completely just like belly laughing on the inside because here's a fucking dude busting a rhyme in an IKEA. Like, can you find some other place?
Can't you go to like a fucking fried chicken place and rap where other people would appreciate it?
I know fucking hip hop is like a movement and shit, but does it have to happen in fucking IKEA? Yeah.
It's not much movement in IKEA.
Reaching out to the white community.
Yeah, really. Trying to spread the lyrics.
Like, I can imagine if like fucking Dave Matthews rolled into an IKEA and he had a fucking idea for a song when he was in IKEA. I'm sure he wouldn't be like just busting it out right in IKEA saying, or even writing it down. He'd be like, you know what? That's a good idea for a song. I'll hold on to that thought until I purchase my goods and leave IKEA. So I don't fucking weird out the people with the fucking hippie fucking song in the middle of IKEA. Well, what's going on, guys? Why rap in the middle of IKEA? I don't understand.
Maybe he's got good acoustics.
Is that what it was?
It was good acoustics.
I'm sure he could find a bathtub and a shower stall to get his acoustics going. That's what the rappers do. You know that, right? They put the microphone in the fucking shower.
That's right. That's a ghetto recording studio. Oh, wait.
Since when did they shower?
Stop.
I'm sorry, I ran out of nigger jokes. I'll stop.
Oh,
I reached my quota.
That's it, you're full.
What do I do now?
Is Sirius Radio ready for this?
Hey, I don't know.
Oh, no one's ready for this.
Yeah, so a guy rapping in the middle of IKEA. Something strange I saw
beautiful
today.
You should have got him on the Drunk Hole Hotline. That would have been nice.
I tell you what, man. I heard he set his record label in there somewhere, and I was thinking of it when I was in IKEA. I was like, gotta write that down. But fucking IKEA is such a zoo, dude. You gotta buy the bags and shit when you leave. Like, if you want
to... Right, if you want to... Yeah, you gotta... Yeah, because they're trying to save, you know, the world. The earth.
Are they? Fuck the earth. Just give me my shit and get out of here. IKEA.
Well, you don't need to get to buy the bags. Did you buy the bags?
Nah.
Oh, good. I was going to say, you don't have to.
They have good cinnamon buns and 75-cent hot dogs.
Ooh,
you can't
beat
that. I want to go there to eat.
Yeah, they got a whole fucking assortment. They got like a restaurant. They got like a bar, fucking nightclub, strip joint. They got everything at IKEA.
They don't have a strip club.
They even have like back alleys where dudes are selling crack and shit.
Sweet.
Awesome.
They have rappers.
Yeah. I'm sure they have their own radio station somewhere in there.
Can we go? Hey, live on IKEA Radio.
WIKEA.
How about Sally in fucking sales? What a twat on her.
Yeah. Oh, turn around.
Back
turn
right
around.
After this.
Have a cinnamon bun and eat Sally's cunt.
All right. We got a lot more to do on today's show, everybody. Got to talk about 11-year-old DOI.
What?
An 11-year-old girl got a DUI.
Good for her.
In Alabama. We'll talk about that right after the break, everybody. Ooh, more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
You talk, we listen. This is Big D from Richmond, Kentucky, and I am Lunatic Radio.
words you spoke to me, though I always disagree, and I listen to the sound of your sweet voice, 'cause you won't shut up. Now I'm finished, let me call you a taxi.
Outside.
Hot as balls.
Emails at the show, lunaticradio.com. I love you. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. Joining us on the program, a friend of ours, one of the crew. His name is Mark Anthony Ramirez. He joins us on the lunaticradio.com show. Mark, how are you?
Hey, what's up? How are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing pretty good, Mark. How's life?
Life can't get better than I'm sitting in my gravity lounge chair on my private sun deck looking at the stars right now.
Really?
Gravity lounge chair? What the hell's that?
What the hell's a gravity lounge chair?
Dude, it's these new lounge chairs, bro. It's like you it's instead, you know, like the old fashioned lounge chairs, you had to like fuck with that metal little rod where it locks in certain levels. This thing just goes by like whatever you like weight you put towards it. If you put more weight back, the chair leans back. If you put more weight forward, it's just very comfortable.
Wow, sounds nice.
Just sitting out on my private deck by the water, enjoying the stars, leaning back, talking to you guys, living the life.
Look at this fucking guy.
I want a gravity chair for the new studio.
Yeah. We need to do something.
Sirius will hook us up with that.
Yeah, right. Mark, you don't know. We're going to Sirius Satellite Radio next week.
You guys going like permanently? You got a show or?
Yeah.
Congratulations, boys.
Yeah, there we go.
Another day.
Another day. Another day, another dollar. You know what I mean?
Another day, another dollar. Congratulations. When does this start?
Next week.
What day?
Mark, we're doing a bit. Mark.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so we're doing...
Keep it going now.
So, yeah, that's great, man. I can't wait. I'm excited.
You sound it.
Well, hey, you know, I'm always... Well, how do you think I can afford this new place that I'm living? It's because of that new big Cirrus contract.
That's right. You're in the Hamptons now, right, Mark?
No, I wish. No, I'm actually out in Jersey by the water in Perth Amboy. Lovely Perth Amboy.
How are you liking the Jersey Shore? Because I hear a lot about the Jersey Shore. And
depends on where you're at, man. Don't ever go to Seaside Heights. It's like a project by the beach. It's like Coney Island South.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is. It's like, oh, look, someone moved a project by the water. That's nice.
Everybody can go shower.
You know, you go to the beach, you lose your wallet, you don't know if it's in the sand or if somebody's fucking buying cotton candy with your money.
Yeah. So what has Mark Anthony Ramirez been up to? We haven't heard from you in a while. You've been off the show for a while?
Just been, you know what I mean? I've been doing a lot of writing, performing. I've been doing a lot of private gigs because that's where the money is. I've been a couple of corporates. And just really writing and moving into my new condo and, you know, getting my engagement stuff together, getting stuff together for my wedding next year, and just being an adult.
You're still getting married, huh?
Yeah, man, that's going to be, I'm looking forward to it. We're having a great time. Nice. You know?
Good for you.
We're going to have, like, this beach wedding, and then the reception is going to be very Martha Stewart, so our mom's happy. You know, matching towels and shit. If it was me, it'd probably just be Puerto Rican flag napkins and one of those pinatas. You know what I mean?
That would be actually a good wedding. I'd like to see that. That'd be fun.
You know,
Mark's gonna wrap it around the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Sure,
that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it's gonna be June 10th, just to match up with the Puerto Rican Day Parade.
Beautiful.
I'll have a float. Matter of fact, I'm gonna get married on a float. Yeah, it'll be me.
Yes,
it'll be me, J-Lo, some pasteles, and a Mexican midget.
Oh, that's a good time.
Now, Mark, to be honest, are you really like involved with the wedding plans or no?
Nah,
not at all, right?
Hold on. Come on, I'm talking to Lunatic Radio. I'm plugging my show. My fiance says, "What's up, Lunatic Radio?
What up, players?" Oh.
So we're just chilling. Like I said, so not like where were we? Oh, you know, man. I plan on showing up and looking good and having a good time. It's gonna be a really big party. It's gonna be like 300 people. It's gonna be a pretty big goddamn wedding. It's all I gotta do is wear my linen suit, stand around, and look pretty.
Nah.
It's kind of like when we picked all the amenities for the condos, you know. I let, you know, my fiance and her mom make all their selections, paint, carpets, whatever. And when it came down to the plumbing, you know, like, oh, what toilets are best? I was like, I was right there. I knew what toilets were best. I was like, go with the church toilets. They're the best. The plumbing, I mean, they save water and they flush amazingly. That's the one. And then that was it. Just me, toilets, pick. I walked off, smoked a cigarette, and they painted the house. I know my responsibilities as a man. You know, my responsibilities as a man is just, you know, nod my head and shut the fuck up.
What's that? Well, Rocket's mouth. Hold on. Rocket is mouthing something to me. What are you saying?
No, I didn't say a word, actually. I don't know what you were talking about.
You mouthed something to me.
Ew.
Like you wanted. I think he said, Mark, he wanted to blow me. And I keep on telling him this after the show, bro.
We can wait till after.
After the show.
Hey, Mark, I'm noticing you have a podcast coming out.
I'm actually we're working on a couple of things. I have some interest on people doing. I've been asked to do a proposal for a radio show.
Ooh.
By one of the satellite groups, you know, XM Sirius. After making several appearances on Sirius, and so I put in a proposal. So I'm going to be doing. I guess I'm going to be doing like a pilot run. I'm going to be doing a run of several. Episodes of the show called Sports, Politics, and Hoes, or SPH Radio.
Sports, and Politics, and Hoes?
Yeah, Sports, Politics, and Hoes.
That sounds interesting. What is that about?
Oh, yeah, it's actually a pretty interesting concept. Because it's kind of like, you know, when you use the term hoes, it's not like hoes, like sluts. I mean, even though we'll allow callers to call up and complain about their wives or girls that just broke up with them, or women to complain about their boyfriends they caught cheating on them in the last segment of the show, it's actually ho in the truest sense of the word ho, like a sellout, someone that sells their soul. Somebody like, you know, Condoleezza Rice.
Right.
You know, you know, and it's just, it's, or like even Barry Bonds. You know, Barry Bonds basically sold his soul to hit 700 home runs. You know, he'll have like heart cancer in a year because of all the roids he shot up. But, you know, and it's basically like that. It's basically a part of the show where people just call, we call people out on their bullshit. We call people out on them being a sellout and why. And then we allow the audience members to call in and just rip people, you know, anonymously. And it's great. It gives people that sense of freedom. You know, they can rip a politician. They can really go off. But most people don't want to, you know, they call it a regular radio program and they gotta contain themselves a little bit. They gotta be like, oh yeah, so Senator Kelly is an immoral man. On our show, they'll be able to call in and be like, Senator Maury Kelly's a fucking asshole. You know, it'll allow people to really let loose.
So that sounds good. That sounds like you got something planned there.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. So we're gonna be doing some test runs over the internet, and you know, and just see how it goes. You know, I mean, let's see what happens. You know, it's something they asked me to do, and they're interested in. And I said, you know what? Let me take it a step further than just planning and writing and talking about it. Let me actually start getting the show off the ground. I'll do it on the web, and it's gonna be. I think it's really gonna be a blast. And I'd love to have both you guys on. I want to have Patrick on. You know, I want to have a lot of different personalities on, a lot of different people who have different perspectives. You know, like Patrick is probably doesn't give a fuck about politics. He probably will discuss that, you know, he wants to kill the Muffin Man or whatever it is he's interested in.
Muffin Man? You know,
Patrick, you know, whoever, is... Go ahead, Patrick. You got something to say?
This fucking ESPN movie about the Yankees is fantastic.
Okay, way to add something.
Yeah, exactly. Patrick could call up and discuss his interest in the ESPN movie,
mm-hmm.
You know, or whatever, you know, whatever topic you want to hit. So and I think it just covers the basics of a lot of different, like, you know, sports. I love sports. I love talking sports. I love talking politics. If you and, you know, I love hoes.
Go upstairs.
You love hoes?
My wife, like the superstar. You
love hoes.
You can't do that anymore. You're getting married. You can't be talking about hoes.
Oh, that's, I can talk about them. I can't fuck them.
Oh, okay. Didn't realize.
You know.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's great because it's going to, like I said, it's going to be a great segment of the show. I want people to talk about old hoes. Hoes they fucked when they were in high school. You know what I mean? It's like you can use that term hoe in so many different levels and it's in so many different ways. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, you know, it's something, like I said, it's a big project for me.
Low and Vaughn has walked the bases with 12 straight pitches.
So how do you...
Go ahead.
No, you keep going.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
But, like I was saying, so yeah, I mean, hose is a very general term, and it's going to be used in a very fun way, you know, in the sports world, politically, whatever, personally. And it's going to be great. And then, you know, I'm just doing spots, man. I got a show I'm doing this Thursday night at the Comic Strip. It starts at 8:30, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome.
What you just said, you know, like, is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
So, Mark, you playing a Comic Strip on when?
Thursday
right, night. Word up, man.
Yeah.
And you got the MySpace still chilling?
doing my MySpace thing, you know, not on top of it as much as I used to be, but, you know, I'm doing it, you know, sending out my little things, my little messages to let people know where I'm at, and there's been great response, so it's going to be a great show. A lot of people coming on. It's going to be a lot of events. There's going to be a nice group of industry people there to come watch my set, so it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of little things happening in the Mark Anthony Ramirez world, so...
Sounds like you're always busy, Mark. You're making me tired with you. You got so many things going on.
Well, you know, you got to live life to the fullest. You know what I mean? Not promise tomorrow, but, you know, it's still there. Smacking you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, life is great, man. Life is fun. I've been partying it up in a new place, hanging out with my kids a lot more, writing a lot of new stuff, hanging out with my fiance's family, but hanging out with my family a little bit more. It's been really, really... really good times, man. Just really good times. Talking to other comedians a lot. A lot of well-known comedians have really been giving me a lot of
I can't prove that I've ever been with a woman.
Like, just advice and just, like, really a lot of positive input. So it's been, like, really, things have been really jumping. So it's been an exciting time. It's a very exciting time in my life, man. And I'm really looking forward to, like, getting out there and doing my thing more and more and being around the fans and the people who love to come watch comedy and, you know,
I like
and
just
enjoying it. I'm really loving it. It's a great time of my life right now.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a lot going on. Hey, Mark, give us the big plug one more time.
I like
July
12th.
10 seconds of glory. I can't prove that I've ever been with
gay. Hey, I'm the gay guy.
I'm gay.
I like swollen. I like
the big gay.
I can't prove that. I'm gay.
I'm gay.
Hey, I like swollen. I like the big butt. 10 seconds
of
gay. I can't prove that. I'm gay. I'm gay. Hey, I'm the gay guy. Remember me? I'm gay. I like swollen.
I like
the big
10
seconds of glory.
Gay.
I like swollen ball. I'm gay. I can't prove that I've ever. Hey, I'm the gay guy. I'm gay. I can't prove that I've ever been with a woman. Gay.
Come out to the comic strip. It's a great club.
All right, Mark. Thanks, man. And thanks for coming on the program. You're always a fun guy to talk to. Got a lot of stuff to go. You got a lot of stuff going on. You just Mark's got so many. You like Chaos Chris in that way. You got so many ideas in your head.
Well, you know, I got to say this. You know, Chris is one guy that he's a hard worker. You know, Chris is always trying to, you know, I was talking to him today, and he's just got a lot going on. Chris actually hung out with Darryl Strawberry on Friday. That shit is awesome, you know. Darryl was, like, telling him, you know, they were just, like, really working in a positive direction, man. It's that's one thing about Chris. You got to realize one thing. You know, he's a hard worker, and he's always trying to move things forward in a positive direction. And it's like you got to admire him for that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's always trying to keep things going in a very forward, like, positive way. And it's hard when you got, you know, short arms and a big body, but he does it.
All right, man. Mark Anthony Ramirez, everybody, on the LunaticRadio.com show. Mark, I just want to say I'm going to call you after the show, all right?
All right, man. I'll speak to you later.
All right, man. Mark Anthony Ramirez on the LunaticRadio.com show.
I'm just a caveman. Your world frightens and confuses me.
Sometimes I'm so evil.
So what did I miss, guys? That was fun.
I feel so awkward right now.
Swollen balls.
I'm gay.
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
Hey, everybody. 11-year-old gets drunk and drives a car.
Stop.
You want to hear the news story?
I'd love to.
Here we go.
Don't understand how he can do it.
All right. This is video from an officer's dash cam on Tuesday night when police chased a red Monte Carlo up and down a busy Alabama highway.
Eventually, the driver of the car crashed in a ditch. Police say when they went up to the car, they were shocked to see an 11-year-old girl behind the driver's seat. Even worse, she was drunk.
Police, again, shocked she was also. This 11-year-old girl was able to walk away from the wreck. They say they clocked the car at over 100 miles an hour and also say it sideswiped another car. Now, the 11-year-old claimed she was borrowing her mother's car to pick up her sister from a concert.
So she faces a number of charges, including DUI, reckless driving, and leaving the scene of an accident.
Wow.
Ooh, that's
this
a porn star in the making.
At 11 years old, has accomplished so much in life. I swear, 11 years old.
Let's get her on the show.
11 years old, bombed out of her gourd,
driving a car 100 and some miles an hour, fucking wrecks the thing, survives, and leaves the scene. 11.
That's awesome.
Beautiful thing.
Great.
Only in Alabama.
She's going to be a good little cocksucker when she grows up.
Damn right, man.
Already.
That is awesome, right? 11 years old. Could you drive a car at 11 years old?
I collected baseball cards and fucking looked at my brother's porno mags when I was 11. I wasn't drinking or driving.
Yeah, I was trying to work on getting boners at 11.
I was playing Nintendo.
Fuck driving cars. This kid's driving a car. And she's hammered.
Did they say her name at all or no?
Huh?
Did they say her name?
No, they didn't say her name. But 11 years old, that's awesome.
That is fucking amazing.
Unbelievable. That kid should be in the Guinness Book of World Records. We're doing more than at 11 than anybody.
For having more felonies than any other 11-year-old.
I'm going to call Mark Anthony Ramirez after the show.
Why? That was fun.
That was so awful. But
what?
Did you have it so he couldn't hear it?
He couldn't hear anything.
You did it? You set it up right?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I know my fucking trickery.
It took you, what, 2 years?
I know my radio trickery.
I was saying, like, oh, because, like, he was doing it too well. He just kept going. I'm like, how is he getting this so well? I'm like, did he figure it out?
Yeah.
How do you, Kieran?
So 11 years old, man. Fucking kids. Love them.
Really? You love the kids, huh? Did you feel a little warm and tingly?
Maybe it's part of the Make-A-Wish Foundation. She has cancer. She wanted to drink and drive like her fucking Dominican father wanted to.
Yeah.
Or does, I should have said, because I'm an idiot.
What her what is her folks like? That's what I want to know.
What is, like, the fridge is full of, like, beer? Beer and Jaeger?
They look like the two guys that raped that 10-year-old girl in The Time to Kill.
I mean, how did the kid at 11 years old know to fucking drink beer? I didn't even know. Like, at 11, I didn't know about alcohol, really. I didn't know shit.
Right.
I didn't know that drinking fucking five of those Natty Lights is going to get me fucked up.
She probably took one beer and fucked her up.
And the kid got bombed and still had the wherewithal to get in the car and know how to start it up and drive it. Fine. For a while. Hammered.
Sure, sure. Hey, Kieran, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you got a phone call coming in for you.
Who's that? Hello?
Hi, Kieran.
Stalker Connie.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, but I'm so upset with you.
Why?
How did you break the bill?
I wanted to. But
you
I
wanted to break it. How come?
I still have your toothpick holder you sent me that says don't mess with Texas.
I sent that to Ronnie.
Well, he's no longer on the show, so I claim ownership of it.
Set your limitations.
You know that I sent that to y'all 5 years ago.
Yeah,
that was 5.
It had a good life, Stalker Connie.
Yeah, I used to ring it all the time. All the time you rang it.
But I still got this one.
I still got the toothpick holder.
I got the toothpick holder.
What about the panhandle?
The panhandle. The
panhandle.
What the hell's that?
Yeah.
I don't
remember. I sent it to Doug. It was a panhandle.
Stalker, you're supposed to keep the sexual toys like off of the air.
No, it was a panhandle.
I don't remember the panhandle. But I still got the toothpick thing. That's cool, right?
Well, yeah, I guess I have to send you another one.
So wait, you're not really that mad that he broke it? I mean, that's like, that was like a, nice
that was my first Christmas with you guys. You know, I mean, there was that first Christmas of 2001, but I didn't really know Lunatic Radio then, so right. 2002 Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So five years later, he's breaking stuff that you sent.
Yeah.
Little trinkets.
It would be fucked up if he broke that toothpick holder.
No, he's not going to break the toothpick holder.
No, I won't break it.
Oh, God damn it! He just broke the toothpick holder.
Whoops. Sorry.
Honey. Connie?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Okay, it slipped out of my hand.
I'm here. I'm sitting outside.
It slipped out of my hand.
He just broke the he just broke the toothpick holder.
It slipped.
Oh. Did you? Karen, you want me to go to New York and kick your little booty, don't you?
You're damn right I do. I could use all the fucking badge I can get.
I've had two margaritas tonight, and I can kick some ass.
Really?
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 Connie, do you have a son or daughter that's 11 years old?
I have a daughter that's 12.
Close enough. Can you give him the keys to your car and a bottle of Jack? I want to see if one of your sons can pull off what this 11-year-old did in Alabama.
You're doing a little experiment here.
Do you believe that there was an 11-year-old in Alabama, Stalker Connie, that got hammered?
In Alabama?
In Alabama?
Yeah, I believe that.
Oh,
dude.
Tough talk.
Do Texans and Alabamans get along?
Alabamians?
Are they?
Do we have any Alabamans
lunatics? Habadabans? I don't know. Go ask around, Connie. We really don't know.
I've been kind of hidden lately, but, you know, I'm always there.
Where are you hiding?
Yeah, why are you hiding for? What's that all about?
Why are you fucking sketchy?
I got a busy fucking life.
Fuck that shit. Fuck's busy lives. You're a housewife. Get on the internet.
You heard stuff.
Don't pick up my bill. Lock it.
What?
What? Okay.
I'm going to send you something bad, Rocket.
Nice!
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't send us anything.
Don't send us anything. Not nice.
Yeah. We always want good stuff.
I like Connie's gifts.
I've never given you anything, Rocket.
No, I don't mean specific.
She doesn't like you, Rocket.
Yeah, fuck you. What the fuck's that about? Give me stuff. I meant the other Connie. Yeah. I meant the PNW Connie. She sends me nice things. You know, and for the record, Kieran wanted to ruin my Seattle Supersonics cup, but I said no. That was my gift. I'm going to break that shit on.
Nah, I like Rocket. He's cool.
Thanks. I'm right here. But so you're not that mad that he broke it? You're not mad that he broke the toothpick holder?
You know what? I'm not mad because I drank some margaritas and it kind of like loosened me up.
He's right before.
But I'm hurt because that's like I bought that with my own money. I picked it out with my own hands.
All right. Well, you know what?
I sent it with my. Right. I licked the stent with my own tongue.
Connie, just pretend. All right. It's fucking.
Just hung up on
ridiculous and stop.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. Finish up the show.
That wasn't bad. Stop. That wasn't bad. Shut up.
Be nice.
Shut up, asshole.
Hi, this is Mark Anthony Ramirez. You're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Where we discuss things like Mark Anthony Ramirez fucking a cripple. Yeah, baby.
sexy one, make me say something sexy. It's LunaticRadio.com. Wake the motherfucking ruckus. Wake the motherfucking ruckus.
Wake the motherfucking ruckus. Wake the motherfucking ruckus. This one goes out to a little show called LunaticRadio.com.
Website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show, back from break. Last show in the studio, PatrickCringeHumor.net in studio.
We'll see you serious next week.
Yes, guys. Channel 101.
Rock here and chilling out. Just chilling, man. It's hot out. It's the summertime. By the way, Mark Anthony Ramirez appearing at the... Mark Anthony Ramirez will be appearing at the comic strip, everybody. This Thursday, July 12th at 8:30 p.m. Log on to MarkAnthonyRamirez.com or MySpace.com/MarkAnthonyRamirez for more
water
details and stuff about where Mark's going to be. Word him up, everybody. Chilling out.
He didn't say much when he was on.
Nah, he's bad-mouthing me.
Oh, what? You got a little feud going on?
Ooh. Not a feud. I just...
Radio
dead.
War?
He's dead to me. That's all.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Won't go any further than
that. Oh, no.
It's all Karen's fault. Just blame it on Karen.
It's fucking Karen's fault.
It is.
Prick face.
It is.
You cork soaker.
By the way, my Karen, it's all Karen's fault thread on the LunaticRadio.com message board. It is fucking dying off.
What do you mean? It seems like it was growing to me.
I guess nothing else is my fault.
It's like,
I've named
like,
everything.
Yeah, it's like herpes. It comes and, you know, comes and goes, you know. It'll come back. Don't worry.
But we can either do a story about a girl getting her intestines sucked out by a fucking... in a pool, or we can do the drunk call hotline. Let's do the drunk call hotline.
She got what sucked out?
Her a-hole.
Ooh,
nice.
That's hot.
Dude, she was a child.
That's even hotter.
Why did I know he was going there?
How old was she?
Who knows?
I've sucked out many of assholes in my day, but...
Not that young.
Nothing in a pool.
No.
Not that old.
Let's do the drunk call hotline.
Yay!
206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. This is when people go out during the week instead of calling their moms and dads, boyfriends, girlfriends, dogs, cats, lovers, or landscapers. They call us with their drunken ramblings. So here we go, everybody. Here is Con Woman.
Hey, this is Con Woman up here at the PNW. Freezing my fucking ass off with the PNW crew out here on the beach.
The Goonies.
Downstairs.
What?
What was that?
I don't know. Were they in battle?
Sound like rape.
Are they in battle? That was fun. Nice one, Kieran. Good for one.
They are on PCP coming from Connecticut J.
Sound like someone was skull fucking Dale Earnhardt's corpse.
Have they ever been outside before? It's great. It's air and trees.
They're having fun. The PNW kids, they don't get out much up there.
Goonies never die.
They don't.
Apparently.
Just a couple pop.
Just a couple pop. Here's C from CO.
$50 bill.
LunaticRadio.com show.
Thank you.
Steve from CO here. I was just listening to your show, and you were talking about a funny woman. Sorry, I was just catching up and listening to your last week's show, talking about a woman shit story. I had kind of a funny pee story. So,
did you?
I was just back out of CO, back in Wisconsin, and I heard from a couple of buddies of mine that basically one of my friend's girlfriends, you know, lent one of my friends a camera, a digital camera in which you can see the pictures, and started looking at the pictures. One of the pictures was a big fucking vagina. But not only was it
was
a
her
vagina,
name Megan?
It was a vagina while she was sitting on a toilet. Not taking a shit, but she was taking a piss, so you could see a stream of piss. But the odd thing was that there was a second stream of pee coming in between her legs as she was peeing, which means she was peeing and my buddy decided to start peeing in between her legs while she was peeing.
I like that.
And not only that, he decided to take a picture. What the fuck? I'll just let you guys mull that over.
Wait, can you tell it again? Suck. Oh.
Yeah, please tell it again. I got another 15 minutes.
Of- let me buckle my seatbelt.
Wait a minute.
This time.
So wait, there was a moose.
She was taking a piss.
She was taking a piss, and there was another guy
and
taking a piss.
There was a vagina. And
everybody was pissing on each other. It was fucking hilarity.
Someone should make a greeting card out of that.
All right, let's be nice.
One of those with the music that plays.
He gave it an effort. Let's try. He's gonna try again.
It's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
That's how you can tell it's good if he's gonna try it again.
He's gonna try again. Here's C from CO. Let's see what he has to say in this one.
LunaticRadio.com.
What?
C from CO here. Got a good story.
Do you?
So I flew back.
What is this? It's like I'm having deja vu all over again.
It really is.
From Milwaukee, my homeland, to Colorado. And that night, my friend said that it's a random person's bachelor party at another one of my friend's houses.
You get a lot of phone calls. That's what I'm gathering.
You know, I thought I'd go along. And he had two strippers, one of whom was... Her name is Shayla.
Shut
LaVeau.
Up and get to the point!
LaVeaux.
Ooh, look her up.
With that, you know, X. Yeah. And, yeah, basically, she was rubbing her pussy all on everyone's face.
Congratulations.
Doing what she called a pussy facial.
Ooh. Yes, that's going to be a pussy
basically,
facial.
Basically, you pay her money and she rubs her pussy all over your face.
Right.
And wipes it off with a wet wipe afterwards.
A wet wipe?
Pretty funny shit. Shayla LaVeau supposedly is a pretty big porn star. I'm not that big of a porn star kind of person. I kind of just do my little tidbits here and there, personally.
Right.
But, yeah, Shayla LaVeau.
By the way, listen to C from CO on Sirius Satellite Radio starting next week.
He's on after us or before us?
Check her out. Try to get her on. She's from Denver, Colorado. Actually, Golden, Colorado, which is where the Coors Light Brewery is. So, yeah.
People from Colorado are so hung up on Coors Light.
Shayla LaVeau. She rubs her pussy in people's faces for money.
Cool deal.
Good for her.
You know, there's chicks out there, C from CO, who bang people for money. I don't know if you're fucking woken up. What's going on there
out
there?
It's a hot new trend in Colorado.
Yeah. It's called vagina.
It's called
stanky pussy.
Newsflash. Vagina.
Called
fantastic.
Women.
Listen.
Is this hot new thing going on? There's actually other people around here with boobs and vaginas.
So weird.
And you know what you can do? You can put your dick in them.
If you slip her an extra five, she'll queef on you.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Here is Deuce Hawken.
That's my dad.
Yo, what's up? This is Daz Hagen calling you.
Calling you
to a little fucking unbelievable.
What is Daz?
Daz Hagen! It's a stupid thing. We were at the fucking Yankee game. me and Simon, a bunch of other people went, and you know, there's always like the soda guys and the beer guys going around, but then there's the ice cream guy, that poor miserable ice cream guy who's got to sit there with a box of Häagen-Dazs ice cream. But to be clever, here's referring to it as Das Häagen. So we were just going off the whole game. You know, stupid Das Häagen references, like it's a person, Das Häagen.
Right now, I see the Yankees, they kill it on Friday, they choke it on Saturday, they kill it today. I'm telling you, Das Häagen was playing a little poker high roller table with George and with Derek and with the LePons last night, and I called the LePons and I said, yo, listen, I called on them and I said, you gotta bang it out, 17 innings, they did it. The Mets actually know how to handle it in overtime. Das Häagen right here. I am lunaticradio.com.
See, Das Häagen is like the new Chuck Norris. You know how they have all the new Chuck Norris things, like Chuck Norris has a cure for AIDS or whatever. Das Häagen's above Chuck Norris. Das Häagen is that elite.
I guess I gotta get on the Das Häagen.
Got him.
Das Häagen Bahnwagen.
here's Edger.
Ooh!
Kieran.
Edger.
Rocket.
Hi.
Lunatic Radio. This is Edger from Wisconsin. I'm calling here from a porta potty right now. Just saw Chevelle at Summerfest. Pretty fucking good.
That's awesome.
Chevelle.
Kind of hammered. Yeah. Good good times had by all. Rockin', I just want to say, yeah! And I'm not very good at this, so I'm just going to end it at that. See you later.
He hasn't mastered the phone call yet.
Yeah. Hear more of that on the Vertigo show. He's got a show over there. Check out more of that.
Oh, that's the guy from the Vertigo show?
Yeah, that's him.
Didn't know that.
He says crack-a-lockin'. Make that a promo, bitch.
He just wanted to call from a porta potty.
Yeah, he was adorable.
He should have just ended the call after that.
He should have threw the phone in the toilet. Hey, listen to this. Plunk.
Here is Larson.
Ooh.
What up? Motherfucking Larson coming out of Vermillion/Toledo, Ohio.
Sucks.
I'm hanging with my fucking dudes. We've been chilling on the islands all fucking day, drinking fucking beers.
Fucking
cool lights. We're showing some ladies now that we met. We just said, what up? Come over here.
What islands are in Toledo?
There are no islands in Toledo. Islands?
Yeah,
no. No, there's no islands.
I know.
Solid
landing.
Sir, I think it's like.
And they fucking came over. Now we're hanging out, and they're drinking some fucking beers. And we're having a good time. Fucking A. And rugged. Yeah, fucking.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I love the fuckings.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
Peace.
Better than a con.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, girls in the background giggling.
Yeah, cackle, cackle. Broads on the fucking phone there.
We need more of that.
Yeah.
Was there rape charges after that phone call?
There should be.
Here's Love Pony.
Yeah, it's Love Pony. It's a clue to what I've been drinking. The Clear Creek Werewolf Killer.
What?
And I gotta go because I'm also on top of that. I put a cocktail of Percocet and OxyContin or something like that. So I gotta get home before I pass out. I gotta get in this car. Clear.
Think he made it home?
That's refreshing.
So wait, was he like making up what he was drinking? Like, was that a like puzzle, little riddle?
I don't think so.
Oh, sucked.
But he got into his car. Good for him.
Good job. He drove home?
Like where your head's at.
Next time, call while you're fucking driving. Make it more
interesting.
Guardrail,
look out.
Nikki V.
What's up, Lunatic Radio? This is fucking Nikki V from fucking Bowling Man. I'm fucking drunk, taking a piss.
It's fucking outside. I'm fucking sitting. I'm fucking talking. Toe. Fucking phone.
Gotta get rid of the animal breath.
My voice gets lower every time. I just need to give you.
And, dude, everything's all fucked up. But hey, I got fucking nothing. I got my buddy with a domestic dispute. And hey.
I got nothing. I got a fucking buddy.
Love when they throw that in.
Being his wife, I got nothing.
No dispute. It's always a good time.
I still listen to Lunatic Motherfucking Radio.
And I'm hoping you guys keep it going and get good with the Podcast Expo. Wait. Podcast Expo. Because I don't want to say the name. Because I want to get smacked with the wolf ball bat. This is how it rolls. Peace.
Yeah, listen, Karen, I just got to bust in here. The Beer Wizard is the Beer Wizard. He figured out the riddle. Werewolf Killer is a silver bullet, which is Coors.
I like him.
See?
Wow. See, John, that's why we hang out with you. You're smart.
You're the Beer Wizard. Uh-huh. He just abracadabra'd that riddle.
Because I was going to go to a beer distributor and look for that shit tomorrow, and I got to be like, huh?
Get the fuck out of here.
Come on, man. Fucking guy told me about it. So it's good. Hi, this is Nicky B, and I'm here to fucking... But but
in Maine, Nicky V in Maine
podcast.
Karen,
I like that guy, yeah. Man.
Maine listener, yeah. We had a couple of Maine people.
Yeah, here is Redneck, not a worry in the world.
No flip flops.
Hi, fellas. Redneck down here in Nashville. Sorry, I hadn't called for a little while. I've been on vacation.
Went up
from back- what? Vacation?
Went to the backyard, set up a little cot.
I'm on vacation from vacation. Next week, I'm going on another vacation from my vacation. What?
4:30 in the morning here in Nashville. Just got done going to the titty bar with my buddies.
That's a vacation.
Had a pretty good time tonight. Got drunk on some shit called Patron.
Crazy kids up north like this shit.
Try it sometime. Hope you guys are staying cool. Talk to you later.
I love that fucking guy. He just called. I just went to the Tiggly Wiggly. Got myself some shine.
Tried this crazy shit.
Tell you what, I was hanging out with my buddy Bubba.
You kids up north call vodka, waka, vodka, whatever you call it. Not better than moonshine.
Tell you what, my life just left me, and I'm going to go bang some sheep, but it's all good. Guy loves this. I love it. He's not a worry in the world.
So I bought this crazy shit you kids like. It's called Courvoisier shit. The fuck? Maine better than moonshine. Crazy kids and your wacky alcohol.
I'm going to go burn some crosses and throw them on people's lawns.
Courvoisier is good for burning.
And what would the drunk call hotline be without two stoned Mike?
Good for him.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, Lunatic Radio? This is Two Stone Mike. Hanging out in Tucson, Arizona, wearing some kick-ass flip-flops, not giving a shit about anything at all, which happens every day, no matter what time of year it is here in Tucson. But having a, what do you call them, you know, like opinion slash... I have a fact about flip-flops, whereas you should wear some Birkenstock hippie
fucking... It's called an opinion.
Fucking sandals, dude. Birkenstock, man. Those things will take you to another level of relaxation you've
those
never
are lesbian
felt
shoes.
In your whole fucking life. You think flip-flops take
yes.
away stress? Wear some Birkenstocks, man. They will become your life. Enjoy and get stoned later.
I love that guy. That guy's just fucking stoned all the time. Dude, I got an idea, an opinion. No, wait, it's a fact. And then it gave an opinion. I love him. Here he is again.
Oh, nice. Yo, 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 what up, Mystic Radio? This is Two Stone Mike. Would you believe that L2 stoned motherfucker has actually voted, or actually nominated, the best internet radio show in the land for some awards?
Going to Drew. Congratulations
nice.
To going to Drew.
Very nice. Good to hear. Good to hear.
Manatee and Gay Boy.
Come on, man.
Jeez,
what the fuck?
What?
Internet radio. You cannot get better than Lunatic Radio. Listen to anything else and you just fucking dumb in the fucking head. I mean, come on, man. Radio is radio, and Lunatic Radio
is on the radio.
Is the shit. But you guys still suck balls. That's why you have two stone mic on your drunk car hotline. Later.
All right, so it is.
Or Slater.
All right, Slater. Two Stone Mike from Two Stoned, Arizona. Two Stoned. Thank you very much, Mike. Wow. Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you. Come on, try it again, Kieran.
Thank you, Mike.
You're right.
For the phone call. All right, I believe that's it.
That's all we had? I thought there was more.
But guys.
Come on.
I thought you had more show, fellas.
I want more. We're like early again.
Well, you want to do the pool story?
Sure, Kieran.
We'll just listen to it.
I had news!
A dip in the pool has left a six-year-old girl in serious condition. The family of Abigail Taylor says the child was in the wading pool here at the Minneapolis Golf Club Tuesday. They say she was sitting over the pool drain when powerful suction tore out part of her intestinal tract. Abigail is in the hospital in serious condition and faces several surgeries.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Am I supposed to do it?
Yes.
That wasn't it.
That's not Gaylor. Vox has shown titties in the chat room. Vox has shown titties in the chat room.
Her family says it is a miracle she survived. The bizarre accident has other parents concerned about their child's safety in the pool.
Yeah, it really surprised me because, I mean, you know, we think that they're safe here and we watching them.
You'd think they'd be safe just because of all the kids that are around it and how often it's used.
A Taylor family attorney says the pool drain was not properly covered. Ed Donahue, the...
No, it was by an asshole.
Associated Press.
Wow. That sucks, man.
That's
oh, actually, that really did suck.
I wonder if any fecal matter or like, roughage came out of that fucking ass.
Ew!
God, man, that's rough.
Looked like that scene in Caddyshack with the fucking Baby Ruth bar.
Yeah.
Is that really possible? I think this that's is all funny. A sham.
If you get your, like, a, you know, a nice surrounding on it, yeah.
That's fucking. Yeah,
yeah. Sucking her ass all out. Oh, I guess. Oh man, that sounded rough. That sounded rough.
Sound great on the replay.
It is. That was really good, Rock. That sounded rough.
Oh, man. I wonder if any young fella volunteered to push it back in for her.
I don't know. She was like 10, wasn't she? Hey, Rock, you had that list. You had that list of unfortunately named people on the internet or something like that?
Oh, yeah. I got it over here.
What was that about?
Actually, Patrick, you should do this. Come on.
Yeah, hey, Patrick, do a bit for us.
Come on.
It's the top 10. Oh, wait. The 10 most unfortunately named people on the internet.
Let's go.
Here we go.
In no particular order.
No. Go from order. Go from top, bottom to top.
From top to bottom.
Bottom to top.
Oh, okay.
Here we go.
Hold on. We're having a little technical
difficulty. Rockets, we're going to do a bit. There we go.
Where is it? Okay.
There we go. Go ahead. Number 10.
Number 10 is Lucius Pussy.
No, it's not.
Luscious Pussy.
Lucius. Lucius.
What is he, Roman?
I fucked it up already. Luscious Pussy.
Luscious Pussy.
And yes, he has dreadlocks and he's a Negro.
He was a college football quarterback, everybody. Luscious Pussy.
Lucius.
Number 9.
Number 9, Dr. Richard Chop. That's right, folks.
Dick Chop. Whack, whack.
I wouldn't want to go see him at the doctor's office.
All right, this one is real. Go ahead, number 8.
Dr. Reinhardt Adolfo Fuck.
The next guy to, blah, 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 he's a doctor. That's all it says. Famous yes. Brazilian geologist.
I think we've all been fucked by a doctor, am I right, gentlemen? But this is ridiculous. Ooh, this next one is a couple. Their names are Kim Twat and Jonathan. I fuck it up!
Kim Twat and Jonathan Gash.
Good for that.
One is a famous writer, wrote the book Straight from the Horse's Mouth, and Jonathan Gash is a writer. He wrote Every Last Cent.
I wouldn't want to be around that couple during a time of the month, am I right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
We're up to number four. This is a Caucasian male. His name is James Niggermeyer.
Oh, he must have got his ass kicked all the time. Hey, Niggermeyer! And just got punched in the face.
And it, how ironic is it that he's white?
Yes. Number
five.
All right, one for four to five.
Something in the middle number. Dick Payne.
Get it, Dick Payne?
No, I don't get it here.
We've all been around Dick Payne, but that's a little ridiculous, is it not?
Yes. Number four, I guess.
Something. Bendova. That's D-O-V-A.
All right, that one can't be real.
If his doctor was fuck, it'd be bend over and fuck.
And number two, or three. This is number
next
three.
One is named after me. It's Sally Mangina.
Sally Mangina. I love Sally Mangina. Sally Mangina is a man woman. No, she's a coach at Wesleyan University.
She's a lesbian, and oddly enough, she's looks like a man, and she loves vagina.
All right, number two. Number two, the most unfortunately named person on the internet, number two.
Anorag dick shit.
Don't
take a rocket scientist.
What is he?
He is a
terrorist.
A sand nigger.
Oh, no, he's not. He is a, I don't
one
know.
One of the richest people in the world.
Is he?
Yes, and you'd think he'd afford to have his name changed, but...
All right, and number one...
This is... actually, I'm related to this guy. It's Robert Faggot.
It's my dad.
Bobby Faggot.
Bob Faggot.
He was on Family Matters.
He was on not the Love Commission. Love Connection, and here we go. Here, I got
Family
the clip.
I got him confused. The one without Urkel, the other one.
Number one is Robert Faggot. Here we go. That's not it. I have it.
I don't care. Listen, there are just tons of beautiful boobies in the room. I just had to throw that in. Thank you, ladies, tonight for putting on a beautiful show. Excellent boobies all
damn
around.
It, I was talking about Robert Faggot, and I missed out.
Humi, Christine, Pa.
Our next guest is originally from Bendville, Illinois. He enjoys cold beer and hot music. Says that he and his mom don't see eye to eye on his love life. And he claims that his job has cost him several relationships. Please welcome Robert Faggot.
You sure it was his job that cost him several relationships? Maybe it was your name, faggot.
Too bad his first name wasn't Harry or Dick.
I got Family Matters with Carl Winslow. With the old man. Carl Winslow! Stupid fat man. And Urkel. That was Urkel, right?
That was Urkel, and they had that little girl that became a porn star.
She did?
Yeah. Not Laura, the little one.
Well, that list went over well, everybody.
That was
great.
We ended with a faggot, as always.
We ended with a credit.
The boobs saved that bitch.
Yes, they did.
That were beautiful.
For the guys in the studio, it did.
Well, that's why you should come to the chat room live. These beautiful ladies.
There you go. You can't see titties on the podcast.
Yeah, no doubt, everybody. Vox, thank you for the boobies.
Humi did as well, and Christine did. Do not single out people, Kieran. That's mean and rude.
I was thanking him for something.
You said you thank Vox only.
Oh, I only saw Voxes.
Well, I saw others.
All right, so you pointed them out. Way to go, Rock.
Right.
Thanks to Mark Anthony Mears coming on the program. Thursday, July 12th at the Comics Group 8:30, Mark Anthony Mears. Our thanks to Kayla Page for joining us on the program.
Remember we had her on?
She was a fine porn star. Thank you to Rob from Psycho Stick. That is Rob from Psycho Stick, everybody. PsychoStick.com. Go check out the boys this Friday if you're in the Milwaukee area. They'll be playing with our other boys, 9mm Solution, at Sean South Bar in South Milwaukee, 1115 Milwaukee Avenue. Tickets are $5. That's Saturday, July 14th at 9 p.m. The Cringe Humor Show, everybody. Friday, July 13th, the Caroline's on Broadway. Lineup includes. Or includes. Gina Visconti, Harry Tarjanian, Kevin Downey Jr., Mike
Vecchione.
Mike Vecchione.
I was gonna say Anthony Ramirez.
He's a funny guy, too. He's fucking hilarious. Man. He's a good guy. And headlining is Big Jay Oakerson.
And
to reserve.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Kieran. Joe DeRosa.
Joe DeRosa will be appearing as well. To reserve, 212-757-4100. That's 212-757-4100, everybody. Caroline's on Broadway, 12:30 this Friday night, Friday the 13th. Be there or be square.
No one will be there, but we'll have fun.
Word them up. The Bar Night, July 21st.
I'll be
Chalet, Roslyn, New York. Patrick will be there. Josh Gogan will be there. We're going to get a porn star to get there, right? Rocket will be there.
Peter North. I'll fill in for a porn star.
Peter North will be there.
Show my dick.
There you go.
PodcastAwards.com. Please vote for us in Comedy and Best Produced because we want to just ruin the entire awards ceremony.
Thank you very much.
Next week, Sirius Radio, big debut.
That's right.
Sirius Satellite Radio, check your local listings.
Remember when Patrick did the top 10 worst names?
That was awesome.
It was an awesome
that
time.
Was so that long was ago. Remember when you like screwed up the list with the numbers?
Yeah, I know. That was hilarious.
You had to go from like 4 to 5 and 5 to 4.
That deserves a podcast award right there.
It does.
I think he said something like Lucius Pussy, something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's how he said it. I remember it.
It
was good. This is it, Karen. Last time in the old studio.
Goodbye, studio.
Are you sad?
No. Goodbye, studio. Hello, Sirius Satellite Radio.
Woo! See, the studio's ready next week.
Thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit on your computer board or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of lunaticradio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word, we really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.